You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep time is over, baby.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Sleep time's over, come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on the show, for sure. Reporting live from Jawai, that's the dope, you know. Talking reminiscing about the good old days in the now. Sipping on that old fashioned at the room at Eyebrow. We on location worldwide, on your stereo deck. On your phone, on the pad, but guaranteed all fresh. Reviewing music and the nuisance that the media miss. But got the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. Good old America ain't ready for that island of slang. Sleep time is over, give a toast up to the rest of the gang. To your tribe or the vibe or the click on the mission. Suggest you dive cause we live on transmission. Listen, listen, he got the voice that got the locals on vote. Zach Moore's from mayor, but for now lock it in for the show. Hey.
Hey, that's, that can only mean one thing. It's from that movie. It's from that movie called Revenge of the Nerds.
This movie does not give good messages to the kids nowadays.
No, we got raping going on.
I learned too much. And too much about women's anatomy in this movie.
Wow. And
man, this movie would have been Me Too'd before Me Too'd.
Oh, it's going to shut down.
This movie was great with porkies and...
For this show to start with the word rape and, you know, bad intentions and then you making ogre noises.
Remember Hamburger?
Hamburger the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. That was pretty bad.
I love those 80s.
All right, before we talk about smut.
Hamburger the movie. Shout out Hamburger the movie.
That was good, right?
Shout out they piled all the guys in the bathroom. They farted and blew the place up.
That ain't going to happen in 2019.
That ain't right, Kevin remembers
Kevin's
going
to blow up. Okay, before everybody blows up.
Shout out Smut Peddlers.
We're doing a bonus A, Mr. Eon. Shout out to the people gone to Europe because we are doing another bonus show.
I'm still here.
Sky Cameron is still here. We're not filming this, so he is seen and not seen and heard and but heard. Kevin the Callus is here.
Hey.
He's joining
Don't
us for
sweet mother.
Part of our yep. Oh, Kevin. Kevin swearing. Hashtag Kevin swearing. Willie, tune in. Keep listening.
Man.
So we got
Stacking
a special
up
show.
Cease and desist. Left
yeah,
and
cease
right.
and desist, bro. Cut them out. So we're gonna do a special thing that we don't really get to do because we have a live audience, and the live audience, you know, it's either you know, they're getting kicked out, they're getting fighting. Who knows what's gonna happen? We're gonna talk about a bunch of stuff that we don't get to talk about in depth.
It's the nerd show.
The
Back
nerds,
to any kind. Then.
Back to any kind. Talk about nerds, stuff, virgins,
smoking.
Put inside smoke, mac salad gravy,
hair pie.
Salad.
Dude, when you learn that, you're like, what?
There's my hair pie.
Right, you're like, what?
Pilau.
Also like, what?
I got it, yes.
Oh, my
Bush.
God.
We didn't know.
Yeah, right. You're like, what the heck?
And then they installed a camera. Very strangely how they installed the camera. Yeah. And it fits there. I got it. And then, you know, Lamar with the javelin. I got it. Okay.
They should all be in jail, these
they
guys.
Should all, everyone
dude,
should be
dude,
in jail.
The nerds are worse. Like Sky was saying.
Yeah, they were actually
worst
the villains.
The
it was bad. It was bad. It was bad. Eating grows out in the what was the haunted not the haunted house.
Yeah, it's like a fun house.
The fun house. Right. All right. On to nerd talk. So how are we gonna do this? Are we just gonna go into to topics?
We're gonna go on into what have you been watching? Aaron, we'll start with you. What have you been watching lately that you wanna talk about?
Okay, so let's go with currently as you know I watch the horror movies.
Yep. Shudder subscriber.
I watch the horror. As the local people.
What is a Shudder subscriber?
Okay, so AMC made this all horror streaming service.
Okay.
It's really good. It's only $10. It's $40 a year.
Wow.
And you can get all kind.
It's crazy.
So
yeah.
DJ EQ would subscribe to this.
DJ EQ is there and watching right now.
You know what the number one reason to subscribe for Shudder?
Void.
What is that?
Number one reason to subscribe? Joe Bob Briggs.
Yeah, remember
oh,
Joe
nice.
Bob Briggs?
So he's
Aaron actually turned me on to this, yeah.
So he's hosting it?
He does, like, you know how back in the day he would show, like, a horror movie and then he would cut in between and, like, talk about it, like, really, like, go in depth?
Right.
He's back.
Wow.
And it's excellent. And it's great. He's going to be on. He has seasons. He's got Halloween specials, two Thanksgiving special, Christmas. So he's on there. Creepshow is back.
Wow.
They're bringing Creepshow back as a series. So that's coming back in October.
Wait, is that supposed to be directed
with,
by...
No, well, it was George Romero's... original thing. Now, Greg Nicotero of The Walking Dead is
going
to be showrunner for the new Creep Show.
So it's going to have like special like guys like David Arquette and whatnot.
Yeah,
but it's going to be a series,
yeah.
like Tales from the Crypt.
Right.
But it's Creep Show style.
What came out first? Tales or Creep?
Creepshow.
Well, Creepshow.
Creepshow is like 83.
Right. Okay.
As far as comic books, it was Tales from the Crypt.
Right.
But it was. But as far as the show and movie, so then that's on Shudder.
Okay.
Oh. So if you're into horror, I don't know if you're gonna get that deep into horror.
Not deep. I just watch
into
whatever.
The horror.
Yeah.
But
the horror.
Did you just say that? You remember, like, back in the day, like the local people, like when I was a kid, they would tell me, "You watch the horror movie."
Horror. Yeah.
Instead of the horror movie, they would say the horror movie. So like, you know,
that's like old, like
Moani Hara.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I didn't say that.
Hold on.
Moani
Hara movie. Oh. She's not listening. It's fine.
Oh, she like Hara.
She like Hara.
Oh,
Moani Hara. Get the Hara. All right. Forget it. But then, okay,
so what did you watch? What did you watch?
I'm watching on Netflix. I was watching the movie Terrifier.
So this is a cult movie. I've heard of this movie.
Yeah.
So with the clown. It's like another clown guy.
It's based off All Hallows Eve. All Hallows Eve came out in 2013.
Okay.
It's about a gal finding a VHS tape, but as all these different stories on the VHS. It's not like The Ring.
So it's like an anthology series.
It's an anthology series.
Wow. So it's telling
and
stories.
And it's all hosted by this clown who's like more scary than it. It's like,
wow.
Like kind of like Marilyn Manson put on clown makeup kind. Like goth, full blast goth. Like
doesn't Marilyn Manson already got clown makeup?
Marilyn
Manson wasn't really a clown because he's a clown, but was actually putting on clown makeup.
Wow.
And not a jerk off. He would be like.
And so, what's your mic rating for the All Hallows Eve? The prequel.
All Hallows Eve was pretty fun because it kind of sets the tone because I saw Terrifier before it.
Oh, so you went backwards.
I went backwards. Terrifier was pretty nuts.
So
Terrifier is gross as hell.
What are you giving it?
Terrifier, I got to give for horror, 3.5.
Okay.
All Hallows Eve, I give 3.5 as well.
Wait, okay. But what is your context on your ratings? Yeah. Are you like a funny horror guy? Are you like a I'm scared.
No, that's a good question.
Scared S-list out of my mind.
That's a good question. Okay, so for Terrifier, it's kind of taking like, it's kind of like along the lines of the Saw genre.
Okay.
Or like the shock.
Right, shock.
The gross.
Right.
There's humor here and there, but it's really disturbing.
Oh, yeah, okay, disturbed.
So if we go the disturbing route for the realm of that, 3.5 mics.
The kind where it lingers like during the day.
But
like,
it's one of those where you're watching it for the creativity of the kills.
Yes, it's very creative kills.
Okay.
And the ending is a very good swerve ending.
Is there a rating in your rating where you're like, this could actually happen?
With this guy, yeah.
With your ratings. Are you
this isn't supernatural stuff. This is actually a serial killer guy dressed as a crazy clown, which is very scary. The guy playing the actor of this clown does a great job. Because it's really like, I don't want to use Marilyn Manson, but it's like a gothic clown. It's not like the It clown.
Yeah.
Where like the It clown looks like a clown,
right?
Like you see in Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah.
But this one is like the gothic.
So he's almost like a failed clown.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's scary.
Right. He's got black lipstick, black makeup. Right. You know, like that kind of look.
Oh
like,
yeah.
That's a Marilyn Manson-esque gothic clown.
Yeah. That's pretty. Right? Yeah.
And we're looking at the picture right now of Terrifier.
Some Rob Zombie-sties.
So they're making a Terrifier 2. The budget for this movie was only $100,000.
Dang, they made a movie with $100,000.
And it made money.
It made money.
It's a cult movie, man.
Very graphic.
Okay.
In the kills. So I don't know if you're going to be into the graphic kills.
I'm down for graphic.
You know, we mentioned Delve.
So I like this. How you like this review from the internet right here, Aaron? How you like this review? 4 stars. Dares to go where few horror films would even consider to go.
Wow. Right? But as cheesy as that sounds, it's legit. Because the people are getting messed up in this one.
Wow.
Ain't nobody surviving.
So wait, the quick premise is crazy clown.
Serial killer. He's a serial crazy clown. And then
who's he going after?
These two gals, they're just going out from like they went clubbing
right.
And they're going out, you know, they're gonna go zippies after.
Oh, hey.
And then they're hanging out and then they see the clown, but then the one girl's drunk, she's like, yeah, I like take selfie with you.
Yeah.
Like, no, don't take selfie, you're crazy. And then she screws it up.
Dude, if a competitor of Zippies wanted to like find a way to like have Zippies lose business, they should make a horror film. And the premise should be on, if you go Zippies after midnight, then you can get killed.
This is who you see.
Yeah. Never mind. It's more like, hey, don't stay out. You can get murdered. Come inside, eat Zip Packs.
You could, right?
And stay over here and spend money.
You could be like the Frank De Lima commercial. Like, should I go out late after midnight and go Zippies? Or should I go Casey driving and go, what am I going to do?
What should I do?
And then you do that. And then
you know the place that everyone's going to get murdered if they go out late for plate lunch? Mickey's.
Oh, guarantee. Bruh. It's worth dying.
Mickey's. Oh,
that's a commercial. Mickey's worth dying for. I love it.
You remember drunk people spilling out into the street and Mickey's, bro. Oh, yeah. Man, the place is terrible.
Well,
man.
I mean, if you're into horror, if you're into like violent kind of shit, which I don't know who is, but it's disturbing. but it's done in a way for a $100,000 budget. Yeah. It works.
Okay. I just can't watch it because I don't have the amount of time, a block of time,
yeah,
to watch it without a kid walking in.
And that's understandable.
Like, I don't want to damage my kids. I'd rather see Hair Pie than see that dude.
Wow,
on Terrified.
This is coming from a dad. Wow. I like,
oh, like, oh no, come on now, my son.
Hair Pie or Terrified?
Or Terrified? What did you? Like, dude,
yeah,
come,
I guess you're right.
That's a survey
right?
question.
Like, Terrified is like nightmare.
No, that's a great survey
would
question.
You,
for
would children. You rather have tears in the tissue or the other kind in the tissue? Kind
of tears or jizz? Choose one, bruh.
I guess it depends on what kind of tissue you want in the garbage.
Fears, right? So fears could be the fears.
Well said.
Tears
okay,
would be the
well
tears.
Said. Everybody rules the world. I got it. But it that's a great survey. What do you want your kid to be exposed to?
Scary
horror? Stuff or sex?
Well, you know what's yeah. good about when we were kids? We were
horrors
exposed...
or horror?
Right? Horrors or horror?
Yeah, we were exposed
horrors
to both.
Or horror?
We were exposed to both, but it wasn't forced on it. It was just on TV, right? Yeah. Somebody had a VHS or a DVD. Now it's like it's everywhere. I don't, like, I can't monitor what my kids watch on YouTube. I don't know what the hell.
That's true. Yeah. Any kind.
So I got to just trust that they know.
That's a very interesting discussion of, as a parent. What would you do? Like, is sex or violence the way to go for? I would have to say sex, right? Because you want the violence that could lead to problems in that realm,
right? Yep.
I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway,
I don't know. You losing discussion. Either way. Well, speaking of disturbing, you're watching the 90210 remake.
Oh,
yeah,
fantastic.
And you like it.
Let me tell you something right now. I'm going to say something to you all
How
right now.
How many episodes is this thing?
Six. There's only six episodes. Only six episodes.
That's all we need.
No, I'm going to say this to everybody. I'm going to look at everybody in the eye right now. Okay?
Oh, how many eyes you got? High roll.
Ba-dum-bum. It's a good... fun show. I'm telling
you're
you
enjoying
right
it.
Now.
Wow.
It's a four mic show.
Because
it's so
four
weird.
Mics.
Because
four mics.
It's so
I just seen Andrea Lez
out. It got better. It got better.
Brian went from zero to four mics.
It went zero to four mics because it's so unique. They play along with each other. The dynamic, you can clearly tell when you're watching this that they enjoy being there and doing this shit. And the ending. Mind blown ending.
Oh.
So the twist amazing. Ending.
Yes. Amazing. So I should have
said the ghost of Luke Perry.
That's what I was going to say. It comes out of the grave.
I
got to
know, were you drinking when you were watching?
This is watching during the day.
The ghost of Luke Perry, and he's dressed up like Terrifier.
These are supporters. I'm going to say the supporters of 90210 right now, and everybody's going to go and shut up right now. DJ Drama, supporter.
Okay.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Try again.
DJ Drama, legend.
Try again.
Legend.
Go figure. The black man does not support the other black man.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Oh.
How's that? DJ Drama said he loves it. And then also, I want to say right now, guess who else likes it?
Del.
Joe Rogan, bruh. He's
Joe
a fan
Rogan.
Of the show. Yes.
Hey, Rob Zombie is on the most recent Joe Rogan podcast. Just let you know.
I don't know, watching the
you
competitors.
Watch stuff?
Joe Rogan is running.
I watched the Dan Aykroyd one. He was Dan Aykroyd.
I didn't know Dan Aykroyd was that space.
The Dan Aykroyd one, he's out of his mind, bro.
Dan Aykroyd's out of his mind.
He's out of his mind.
But I love it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
But yeah, Dan Aykroyd was good. Yeah,
he
so
can
I
be out of his mind.
Rob Zombie's shout out to Alice Cooper as well. I just got into Alice Cooper radio show.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, is it good?
It's on every night.
He talks about golf.
I wish.
Is he a wine dude?
He's like a big wine.
See,
no, he's sober.
No.
He's sober.
Oh, but
he's a big golf
no,
guy.
No, he plays
golfer.
All like goth rock.
He's a golfer.
He plays like heavy metal
guy.
Goth rock.
Like
and stuff.
Striper.
He's like doing the Life of Halloween Horror Nights.
Striper's not goth rock. That was Christian rock.
I just dropped that to see if someone else would call it out.
How do you know that?
God,
what do you, how do I know what Striper is?
Oh, the only Christian group I know is DC Talk. That's all I know.
Oh,
DC Talk, John Brennan, bro.
Striper was the Christian group.
Thank you.
And you know what? And you
to
know
hell
what?
Hell
this. Why?
With the devil.
I had no friends.
God gave rock and
growing
roll
up alone.
To me.
Growing up by myself.
You singing this kind of stuff? We were singing on
it
DC
was on
Talk.
MTV.
You know,
but
you know
seen
what?
Some
Striper,
DC Talk.
Striper, they're also, they had like military gear, like they were fighting for Jesus.
Yeah. Military gear.
And they had like, they were dressed like the show Mega Force.
Yeah.
Remember Mega Force?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. Striper, how's that?
We just alienated all the young.
We alienated everybody from the beginning of this show.
Everybody's aliens.
Well, if you're sticking in, you know what?
At-lians.
The next show you watch, the young people know nothing about. It's Dark Crystal.
Okay.
Age of Resistance.
Right.
I watched the first episode.
Let me break this down.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, break it down. Break it down for me.
Break it down like
young
this.
MC?
Okay, so, okay, group home. Let me just say this right now. Before I go into Dark Crystal, I'm not going to spoil Dark Crystal, but I want to spoil 90210. Okay? Cool. I want to go back to this because of the fact. Do you know the premise of this?
of the new Naruto.
Yes, they play themselves.
Yes,
trying to reboot the show.
Right.
So the ending of the show is they have to redo the pilot episode and they have to move the cast to Canada. So they're going to do 90210, Beverly Hills 90210 in Canada for cost cutting, and they're going to fire one of the actors on the show. So the rumor is they're going to get rid of Shannon Doherty. Because Shannon Doherty is...
She's nothing but trouble.
Nothing but trouble, just like the girls. So that was part of the swerve. I don't want to... Well, I'll leave it at that. Different show. All you guys that don't like it, shut up. Okay. Dark Crystal, on the other end. Dark Crystal is a thing that... You know, I think, Sky, you know that it's either you're going to...
Jim Henson. It's a classic, 1986? 83? Oh, maybe even earlier. Yeah, you're right.
But it's either you're going to like it or you're not.
Okay.
It's very off. It's very weird.
It's weird, yeah.
The backstory is hard to figure out. You have the Skeksis, the Misfits, right?
Yeah.
1982.
Right? 1982. Right, so they have an all-star series. Cast. Right.
Warriors.
The Gelflings, right?
So... They have an all-star cast of the voices. They have Sigourney Weaver, Mark Hamill. Yeah. They're all in there. Simon Pegg. Awkwafina's in there. So they're all doing a great job. It's well put together. You saw the first episode, right? Okay.
And this is a prequel to the movie.
Correct.
Oh, it's a prequel.
It's a prequel to the movie.
Yes, you didn't know that.
Yep.
I thought it was a reboot.
That's why the castle was like all looking. Everybody's alive.
It's a prequel to the 1982 film.
That's why the Gelflings are working for
the Skeksis. Because they think the Skeksis are controlling the crystal.
Yeah.
Because what they did was they said Almadra, the one with the one eye, they tricked her to look into the stars.
Yeah.
To get her out of the picture. Right. So then the Skeksis can take over, right? So that was the whole build-up of that first episode. Okay. And then they figure out how to make the essence because they want to stay alive.
Right.
Because they're dying. So they go figure out, hey, we should kill the Gelflings.
Yeah.
We get their essence, and we can live longer.
Right.
So it's a playoff like politicians, playoff like a bunch of like Republican politicians trying to, you know, stay alive, trying to get their power, the gluttons.
Right.
Seven deadly sins.
Like George Arashi is still alive.
George Arashi is still alive and he's talking for he's pro TMT. George Arashi can get the hell out of there. Let me tell you something about George Arashi. Let me tell you something about George Arashi. I was renewing my license. I think I told you this. I was renewing my license. And George Arashi, 77 years old, his ass is in there trying to get his license.
In the line.
He's in a cane. He's doing this in the cane.
Trying to get his license. He should not be driving a car.
No, nobody over the age of 70 should be driving their car. Okay? He ain't 69. Yeah. George Arashi's in there, walking around, barely can move, look like Tales from the Crypt. All right? And he's there, driving. Okay? He's probably driving a Buick. Because, you know, that's what old people, or a Cadillac.
They need to drive something big like that.
Or a Lincoln. Lincoln Continental.
Continental
breakfast. Yeah. And he's there, and George Arashi is there, bro. And he's over there, he's talking about pro TMT.
Yeah.
And this is that kind of a guy. That's the Skeksis.
He's Skeksis. Yeah.
If we can put George Arashi and put him with the Skeksis.
Yeah, right next to Andy Anderson.
Wow. Can we do like a Hawaii Skeksis?
Oh, that'd be
Andy cool, Anderson. Yeah. Eileen Anderson, Eileen, I guess.
Yeah.
Arashi. We got Wahei. Cayetano.
Midwater. Cayetano.
We put Andy Mercatani. Green Mancho. There's your Skeksis. That fucking guy's going to come out.
Put Obama in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I digress. So Dark Crystal. It's a fantasy show that either you're going to get or you don't.
How many episodes?
So you finished it.
It's 10 episodes, but they're hour long. It's heavy. Very long.
It's detail-oriented. Okay,
what's the mic rating?
3.5 mics.
Okay.
Because it's too long.
It's like Lord of the Rings.
Not that bad.
Well, hard watching 10 episodes of a freaking puppet. That's
no, but it's and the episodes are hour long. It's not like Stranger Things is like 40 minutes. This is literally 59 minutes long.
Whoa.
So they could have cut 10 minutes off of each episode. Mm-hmm. We don't need too much. There was a lot of backstory.
They're going deep. The first episode, I was like, what?
Yes.
And I
don't blame you. It's very slow, and you got to really pay attention. It's very educational, the first one, because it explains a lot of what's going on. But it's too long.
Yeah.
So for the fact, too long, 3.5 mics. I don't know what they're going to do for the second.
Well, Dave, I think...
They kind of take care of a lot of stuff in this first season.
I think with the popularity of Age of Resistance, I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to greenlight a second season.
But they kind of ended off at the end of this season.
Well, I think the new... What I've heard, the rumor was the new season will take off after the Dark Crystal movie.
I hear nobody...
So that'll be the jump off.
That makes sense.
I heard nobody talking about this, though.
The jump off point.
Yeah,
it's not hype like, you know.
I think it's definitely an 80s kid thing. So we'll just see how many people are gravitate. Okay,
I'll say this to you: hang in there for this. Oh, okay. It's a grind because they're long.
Right.
But it's well done. Okay. I gotta say,
right?
The puppets, it's well done. Because right. You wouldn't think you'd watch a movie with puppets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's like some kind of Pornhub or some kind of thing. Puppet porn.
BBC.
All right, Cavett, what have you been watching?
Snow Falls.
Oh, on FX.
Right. People.
It's the history of the cocaine boom in in LA, South Central LA.
Everybody's too. If you like South Central gangster movie, Boys
and it's
in the Hood,
greenlit by John Singleton. He was the original showrunner.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah.
Okay,
rest
so here we go. Yes. Snowfall is great. It starts from the beginning of basically the cocaine, crystal meth,
into free base, into free base. Everything. Yeah, yeah.
It's the most awesomest thing.
I gotta check this out. This has been on my list.
The conspiracy theory on this is because it was so detailed. Because, you know, if you watch a lot of these gangster movies in South Central or even like the East Coast ones, you know, they all kind of expose like the drug trade to some extent.
Yeah.
This one shows different connections with the government and different militias and militaries across the world and how they're all connected, which I've never seen the dots connect this detail to a point where like, holy snap.
Well, the consultants for the show are actual guys that were in the drug game.
See, and that's where the conspiracy
so
is.
So it's real deal stuff going on. They're trying to like deviate it from the truth, but it's pretty damn close.
I don't know what the truth is, but
how many episodes is this? What
they're on season...
What are we looking at?
I would say it's 12 episodes, maybe. Okay. No, but the full seasons, bro. Because this is the third season.
Yeah, there's like 12 episodes each, I think.
Right? Kevin, this is the third season, right?
You can zip through it fast.
And you went through all these.
Yeah, because it's like watching Boys in the Hood every week.
Okay.
So, of course, I love Boys in the Hood and it's Menace.
Where is this playing? What streaming
FX.
Site
FX.
Is
FX. Is it on Hulu? I think.
Oh, yeah. This is on FX?
I think
so
the
what?
First two seasons are on Hulu.
Yeah,
and I think
free,
the current season right now, you got to catch it on DVR on FX.
Yeah. Oh. When John Singleton... Singletary. Like the linebacker.
Yeah, okay, Bears.
Fridge. When the fridge died. Wait, did the fridge pass away?
Well, Mike Tom's at
the fridge?
Yeah.
Did he pass away?
Did he pass
Refrigerator
away?
Perry?
Yeah, Refrigerator Perry? I don't think so.
Anyway, when when JS died.
Jesus.
The conspiracy is that he got shot. Okay, listen to this. Now, hear me out.
I'm thinking about Chicago Bears right now.
He got shot with a heart attack gun. You guys ever heard of this before?
Is that the one you go like that and you go like that?
No, not with the three-finger punch or whatever.
The three-finger punch?
One punch man.
Finger you. Yeah,
okay. It's like, so basically they said that the government has, or the black whatever, has a gun that it can aim at your heart from a distance and it can emulate a heart attack. So because he was exposing all these things that the publics have never seen, and he's the public figure, the guy in the thing, they said that his heart attack created his heart attack.
Yeah, I want to let you guys know right now. The fridge is still alive.
Hey, see?
Thank you. So that's just when I seen that theory come out, I was like, ooh, because he was healthy. He was fine.
All right.
And he just died. So it's kind of like...
All right, Mike Singletary.
And then when you watch Snowfalls, you're like, oh, snap, dude. Like, this could be...
Yeah, this show's been on my
Willie
list.
Galt.
I just haven't gotten around to it, so I got to watch it.
Snowfalls, big up. Aztecs, which is
Sons of Anarchy spinoff. Right.
I didn't watch Sons of Anarchy, so I decided to watch
that's
this.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I need to...
That's like someone saying, I never watched Star Wars, I'm watching The Phantom Menace.
Because I didn't watch it.
That shit is wild to me.
I didn't watch it because the hype was so irritating.
Well, I never saw Sons of Anarchy either.
Like the t-shirts and everybody doing it. I'm like, dude, I don't want any part
of
that.
But the kind married with children, Katie Seagal's on Sons of Anarchy.
Katie Seagal,
right?
Five mic performance.
Point?
She's awesome, dude.
Real?
She's married to the showrunner,
Kurt Sutter.
But see,
now I gotta watch it because they keep popping in Aztecs. They keep popping up in the story,
it's
starting to intertwine. So I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, Aztecs.
I gotta freaking watch this
now. That's right, man.
So I got to watch that. And then, of course, Walking Dead.
There you go. Shout out Azteca.
And how is The Walking Dead now with the...
Fear. It's Fear. Yeah, Fear the Walking Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead.
I like Fear.
Right
Fear's
now.
Dope.
Fear's good. It's a different take.
And is Fear of the Walking Dead still better than The Walking Dead?
I think so.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. Walking Dead should be...
What is The Walking Dead? The Whisperers? What are they
called? Yeah, The Whisperers.
It's not that good?
Well, it's okay, but it just...
It was too late. Too little too late at this point.
It's too late because
you
got Rick.
What they lost on the show.
Rick is going to make the movies.
Yes.
Right.
They're going to make the three movies.
Yeah.
But then the Whispers, they're eventually going to go down. But then after that, you're supposed to have people like Maggie still left.
Yeah.
Maggie's not there.
Yeah, she's at some
Michonne's leaving. Yeah, they're all contractually left, right? So the show's in disarray. So the only thing we got saving is Fear of the Walking Dead. Because it's a different take. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, because I used to read the comic of Walking Dead. So I don't know what this Fear of the Walking Dead is. You got Dwight from Walking Dead on the show.
Yeah.
You have Morgan still on there. It's a fresh take. It's
so
fresh
it's more
stuff.
It's more unexpected. You don't see
there's no comic
the swerves as far as plot lining stuff.
And they've been doing really good at creating this thing, and they make these characters where they're not like Negan Invincible.
Yeah,
these characters like could literally be killed.
Yep.
Like,
they're more real.
They're more grounded. Yeah, yeah. They're more grounded in reality.
They're not like Walking Dead, where every can pick up a semi-automatic and know how to shoot the gun. That's like so bullshit, right? Like,
right.
That's why Black Summer worked because like everybody because Black Summer. That's why Black Summer was so great because Walking Dead. Everybody knows how to shoot a gun. Like if they put a semi-automatic right here, we're not gonna know what to do.
Like, damn, I think you and me watch enough Snowfall.
But I'm not gonna know what the kick's gonna be for that semi-auto. So then I'm going to be shooting everybody. I'm going to shoot J-Nans, shoot Russ, shoot me, shoot the Mac Salad, shoot Gravy, everything. So that's what I'm saying. So, like, it's more realistic. It's a more realistic situation.
Well, I want to mention a show that I've watched. I hesitated on watching. Shout out to our friend Sean Iman, friend of the show, who told me I need to check this show out because he said he couldn't believe that it was on TV. It's a show on MTV2 of all places. Oh, and the show, I know, I didn't even know that was still on the air. And the show is called X on the Beach. Have you heard this show? Have you heard anything about it? So I'm only bringing this show up because we all grew up with the Real World. We all like the Real World. We're talking about possibly getting Eric from Terrace House on a future episode.
Oh, yeah. Get the wife, bruh. Get ready. Eric's going to be on, bruh. Dakimasu. Right.
Well, what's so good about him?
So I want to
He's a douche. That's why.
That's
his character.
Right. Terrace House, essentially the Japanese Real World, right? We're semi-controlled in a sense where if someone leaves, then the producers send someone hotter
in,
and they just try to stir it up. So this is an MTV show where they take a bunch of singles, hot singles, and are somewhat Instagram celebrities.
Yeah, okay.
And they throw them in a house in Malibu. And then they have them all hook up. And then week by week, they send in an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend into the house to just stir up shit.
Oof, I'm out.
And then they vote people out. Literally on like the first or second episode. Dude, I'm serious. First
and
or second
soundtrack is Gangstar.
First or second episode, people oofing already.
Wow.
People oofing.
I love it.
Bro,
dang, what school they went?
They went Marino, bro.
Definitely not private school, bro.
The cheapy private school.
Sacred Hearts.
Sacred Hearts. Dr. St. Louis.
St. Andrews.
St. Andrews STDs.
They got a guy that dated a trans girl on there. They brought the trans X on.
Right,
they got all kinds.
The T.
This thing is... I cannot believe this thing is on TV. It's wacky, bruh. So I was going to say...
MTV has fell hard.
It fell hard,
MTV
but...
MTV has failed.
You know, but this is the result of MTV falling. They're like, we have to do something so exploitative and so over the top that it's you can't believe it's
on
TV.
Just make a house full of ladyboys? That'd be like... Dude,
oh, bro, the ladyboy show.
That'd be like the drama, like, dude.
Who gonna watch that? You gonna watch that?
No, but a house full of ladyboys and one beauty queen. Imagine the cat fights of that.
Oh, the lady queens.
The lady
queens.
What we call that show? Ching Ching or Ding Ding.
Anyway.
Okay. Well,
so you watched this.
So I didn't want to watch it. Sean Iman told me, watch it. It's the most hilarious show on TV. I watched it, and then I couldn't believe what I was watching, and then I had to watch more.
How many mics for the hilarity?
I'm going like five mics for hilarity as far as what, but as far as humanity is one mic. It's one mic for humanity.
I love the contrast, bro.
Yeah.
The contrast is ultimate.
This is a show, honestly, if we put it on, all of us right now together, we'd watch it and we'd all laugh our asses off.
The aliens would murder us, bro.
Aliens gonna kill, the Illuminati gonna kill us.
Bro, you
know the people doing dinner and blanc gonna kill us, bro.
Got a new reality show, bro.
It's gonna go.
You get 20 women, fitness women, and put J-Nads in the middle,
bro. Oh, right.
There you go.
Right. So, but
Jay
I want to just
touches
give you,
no one.
I want to give you one
Who
example.
Who touches his nads?
So you got this one episode. You got this
the
one
winner
episode.
Is her.
J-Nads the homie, bro.
So you have one episode where the guy goes, he bangs the chick. Then the next day, the ex shows up. And while he's banging the chick in the bed, he tells her, I love you. And they got the, you know, the infrared camera. You know, the MTV does the black and white infrared camera in the room. They're watching him oof. He's like, I love you. I love you. Then the ex, they send the ex in, his ex-girlfriend in the next day. And then they play her the tape of the audio. And then he's like, oh, I was, you know, I was out of my mind. I wasn't thinking straight. And, bro, if they just put these people in the most awkward social situations, like something you'd never want to be in, and it's you can't believe it's on TV.
MTV,
it's like a, it's like Big Brother, but from Satan.
Yeah, I gotta say this right now.
Aliens can kill us all right now.
Okay, we gotta comprise.
Humanity, negative.
We have to compose. Shout out, oh, DJ Compose.
Shout out, DJ Compose.
An idea, okay? Yeah. To combat this show. Okay. And there's only one thing that we can do to combat this show.
Is what?
And it's called a show starring Jane Ads, bro. And it's gonna be called 10 Holly Women. Let's put a big circle jerk of 10 Holly CrossFit Women. And then we put Jane Ads in the middle. Who touches the Nads? That's right. 6 episode run, Netflix. Go, run it. Let's go. Who's the producer? Scott M. Gimple. Let's bring him in. Greg Nicotero, bring it in. Sign him on. JJ Abrams, sign him on. Let's go. $69,000 an episode. Let's go. That's all I got to say about
it. Oh, boy.
That's it, yep. Really.
The chick Kevin, that does the most squat thrusts.
Kevin, you enjoying this episode, Kevin?
I love it, bro.
You enjoying hanging out?
Okay.
I love it, bro. All right,
guys. So one thing we watched I don't know. Did you guys watch the Comedy Central roast of Alec Baldwin?
No,
These roasts are the most highest rated things on cable
right now. How was this roast
compared
to the other roasts?
I think it's an eh.
This was an eh.
I give it a 3 mics.
It had promise, I think, like the beginning with, what was the Glazer?
Nikki Glazer killed it.
Nikki Glazer is a great one.
Is it Jay Glazer? Rated to Jay Glazer?
Once again, shout out to Jay Nads, but not Jay Nads, Jay Glazer.
Any relation?
No. So it's just, Nikki Glazer is like this one of the, you know, the new stream of female comics right. Who are like hot. But then they can say like controversial things,
yes,
like
yes.
Whitney Cummings and all that. So she's another one that she's hot, but you can say all these controversial things.
Right.
So she fits the mold. She can hang and do the roasting. But then it kind of takes a lull. It kind of takes like a, you have her and then you got like Jeff Ross.
Oh yeah, Ross.
And then you got like all these guys who are like, we're trying to figure out if they're going to be funny or not.
Right, but
the show goes too long. The show has a tendency to go too long. Like Blake Griffin's in there. He was okay.
He's okay.
He tries.
That's an odd one.
He is really touring.
He's
he
trying.
Wants to be a stand-up. He wow. really wants to be a
he's
stand-up.
He's trying hard.
Yeah.
You got Caitlyn Jenner's on there.
How did she do?
No, well, how it did? Well, because...
Caitlyn Jenner has Jeff Ross write all her jokes.
Yeah. So
you know it's pretty...
He was a good sport playing around. Because, like, you know, obviously she's going to get destroyed, right? Because everybody's going to come after her. So you got that. You had... who was the one from Sabrina? What's her name?
Caroline Ray.
Caroline Ray.
Sabrina,
you had that.
The Teen Witch?
Remember that one, right? Yeah. The Teen Witch reference. And then we got the doctor, the guy.
Dr.
You know,
Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong is
on
there.
Okay, Ken Jeong. How do you do?
Yeah.
Everyone else is just eh. It's like eh.
Oh.
Alec Baldwin had some solid.
Alec Baldwin was great because he could play the Italian
But
role.
He also has a lot of comedians writing their jokes to come back at
they're all writing
everybody.
Oh, so nobody really came off the cuff and like
no the comedians that are on the panel, like Nikki Glaser
own,
she writes all her own stuff.
But when you got you got the guy that's getting roasted, he's always gonna have written jokes, right?
It all
comes down to the delivery. Alec Baldwin has a great delivery. He's got a great
he knows timing.
He's gonna sound great, but it's just I don't know. The Bob Saget was still the best roast.
I agree. I think Bob Saget is in the top 3, if not top 2.
Because you had heavy hitters throughout. You had Greg Giraldo, rest in peace. And then you had all of them attacking. And then John Stamos was great as a host. When you would not expect John Stamos to be good. He did good. So,
you know what the biggest downfall of these roasts was? They got too big ratings-wise. And so they got to make it into more of a spectacle.
Well,
and they got to have more people that are not stand-up comedians doing the jokes.
Yeah.
Bruce
and that's,
just looks uncomfortable. No matter what I see him.
You talking about Caitlyn?
Yeah, Caitlyn looks uncomfortable.
Hey, bro, it's Caitlyn now. No more ding ding, bro. Remember Ching Ching or ding ding?
Wait, he chose
it. No, he cut the ding ding
off.
He
got the ding ding off, bro.
That's
what Blake Griffin told the joke on this roast where he was like, it's confirmed. He goes, no one in the Jenner family likes white dicks.
So he did cut
he
it
cut
off.
Him off,
I
bro.
He, didn't.
He cut him off. He flipped him inside out. He made the
manapua. No, but Caitlyn's so straight. But wait, but Caitlyn's still
get
straight.
The manapua.
Caitlyn likes women still, though.
What?
Huh?
Caitlyn is not
no,
gay.
No, no, no. But that was his
Bruce
whole
Jenner's
thing.
Bruce Jenner's not gay.
Oh. Caitlyn Jenner is not
Caitlyn
gay.
Caitlyn Jenner's not gay.
No.
So I thought he wouldn't cut it off. So
no.
Caitlyn wants to have sex like a man.
He want a scissor, bro.
Wow.
Oh,
you should just...
Scissors, bro. 3 for $20, bro. 3 for $20. Go ahead. 36 exercise, bro.
Scissor.
Yeah,
3 for $20. Six smoking
God,
on scissor,
Bruce.
Bro.
Manapua against
Kevin,
manapua.
You enjoying this? You interested? Chow Fun versus Chashu.
Chashu.
Oh, God. Okay, so Kevin, right. Watch the roast.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch it.
All right. Now, I want to talk to you guys about this because this is big. It's all over the internet. Streaming TV is the new thing. Spectrum Cable, Hawaiian Tel. Everybody getting scared.
DirecTV now, bro.
So, shout out Russ, Hawaiian Tel employee here.
Okay, sorry, Russ.
Russ and Al.
I love the pride, bro.
Sorry, I know more. I know more any Y's in this house, bro.
But right now, leading the charge, November, we got Disney Plus coming. They're coming in hard.
Sign me up, bro.
So I want to know, are you guys subscribing to this? How much does it cost? It's only going to be it's less than $10 a month.
$7.99, right?
I think it's $7.99.
But you know they're going to raise the price. They want to hook you in. Right. Hook, line, and sinker, bro.
All right, Cavett, are you ready for the lineup of
shows?
The
Mandalorian, bro.
All right, I'm going to give it to you, right? Number one, we have The Mandalorian, which is the Star Wars
Boba Fett
series,
which is
not Boba Fett. It's not Jango Fett.
According to the nerds, that's not IG-88, Cavett.
Yes, it's not.
Right.
It's not.
Yeah, I know what it is, yeah.
Bro, it was IG-10 or something.
It was IG-10.
IG-69, I don't know.
Sorry, it wasn't IG-88.
So the show is...
Shut up,
the show is going to be basically like a Star Wars Western. Star Wars Western.
They messed me up, man. I'm really pissed off.
Okay, here's what else we got. All the Marvel Studio shows... coming. We got the Falcon and Winter Soldier with Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan. They're basing it on a buddy cop kind of formula.
Well, because Falcon got the shield. Yeah. Right?
And he's the new Captain America now.
You know what would be great if they do that show? They have Chris Evans come on as the old Captain America to be like the guy saying, okay, guys, you got to go on this mission. Go on this mission.
Yeah. He's like the Charlie. He's like the Charlie's of the Charlie's Angels.
If Disney is not keen on
no,
doing
it's
that.
Too they late already. Because then already in the it's current because it's post. It's post Infinity War. Captain America's doodling his pants already. He's all old.
He can still be the mastermind. He can be at a desk and just be like, "Okay, Falcon, go over here. Okay, Winter Soldier, go over here. Hurry up."
So wait, what is this about Spider-Man not being in?
Oh, because
we talked about this already.
Yeah, I know, but
But I think they're gonna figure it out. Okay. I can't see them not doing it.
It's basically Marvel's price to. What Sony was asking.
Yeah, they're trying to big dick each other.
They couldn't come to an agreement money wise. Right. They're just trying to.
So Spider Man's not going to be on this Disney.
No. No Spider Man as of right now.
No Spider Man singular. No.
They're going to figure this out.
Right. No Venom. It'll work out.
Okay, what's going to happen? Carnage. Sony's going to make their Spider Man Venom movie and it's going to suck.
Right.
And then Disney's going to be like, okay, mothers, you guys blew it. Come on back to the row. Oh. And then there we go. And then
you
Spider-Man
mean Marvel
back.
Studios is going to be like, come back to
Marvel's back to the, yes, exactly.
So, all right. Another show we got is Hawkeye. So it's going to be the Jeremy Renner-led show, and it's going to be about passing the torch from Hawkeye to the daughter because he's going to be training his daughter to be the new Hawkeye.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he's kind of on that
Jeremy
one.
Renner's
but then, all right. What is Hawkeye's name? Ronan?
His assassin name was Ronan, yes.
So Ronan's badass. Endgame. So if we get like Ronan kind of show.
Yeah.
And then these shows. Let's talk about these Marvel shows. They're not going to go like for multiple seasons, right? They're only like one season.
It's going to be one shots right now, and then they're going to take the next wave of Marvel movies, and then base the shows. I'm going to tell you guys about more stuff. I got more stuff.
There's a lot.
All right, we got Loki, God of Mischief. So there's a new Loki show.
I like that one. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
And
remember, Loki took the Tesseract, right? And he's like,
so he's not dead.
So where's Loki? It's going to be like Quantum Leap,
right? Yeah. He's going to be bouncing around. And then we have the weirdest show, one of the weirdest shows.
He's going to be doing this.
No one, you know this is an audio podcast. No one can see you making
hands. I'm currently putting my hands up in the air like a man.
Putting his hands in air and playing volleyball with a Tesseract.
Here we go. What's the volleyball guy?
And then we have new WandaVision, Scarlet Witch Vision show, which supposedly will be taking place in some kind of alternate reality or... within Vision's mind, but they said they'll give it a Mad Men type feel, which I don't know what that means.
No one knows what that means. It's gonna be a sitcom.
Yeah, it's gonna be very weird.
It's gonna be like a Dick Van Dyke show.
They said it's gonna be very very strange, very surreal.
And then you're gonna be like, you know, the Dick Van Dyke. Remember that where he goes across the couch, like the couch is there, and he trips over the couch. But then that one episode, he doesn't trip over the couch, and he goes. Right, and that's a trip, right? And then you're gonna
see
that.
How much Dick Van Dyke?
I watched Nick at Night all day. Son.
Dick Van Dyke was
Nick
a dope
at Night
show.
All day. You know, Dennis the Menace,
My Tree Sons,
Dobie Gillis, Mr. Ed.
Yeah,
and then it's gonna be like that.
Because it's all right? I had on TV, so you just watched it. You know, okay, seeing all these shows, right? All
right, and now wait, I got a couple more. Okay. Can I just
play more, bro? Get ready. Right.
We got Marvel. It's not gonna work. I don't know if you guys remember this as comic book heads.
Yeah.
Marvel, what if?
Oh, the what ifs. Okay.
So what if? So that is going to be basically Marvel's own kind of like branching out. Like, what if the gamma ray didn't hit Bruce Banner? Right. What if the spider didn't bite Spider-Man? What if?
Like, what if DJ Lagerwoods didn't say 69?
Oh,
like, what would happen, man? Like, what would happen if there was no Joe I? Like, you know what I mean?
Wow.
What if Spell wasn't an artist? What if DJ Apocalypse wasn't a DJ? Oh. What if Delph wasn't a douche? I mean, we'd have all these many what ifs.
Wow.
Okay, what else? Amazing. I got something to say about this at the end.
All right, so what? Okay, and then so here's the shows that will be in development. Ms. Marvel.
They're right.
So that's Marvel's first.
What's the matter with you?
That's Marvel's first first Islamic superhero.
Wait, what?
She's
Muslim, bro.
She's a Muslim, Kamala. Muslim superhero. Oh.
Not the wrestler Kamala, but the Ugandan giant.
We have She-Hulk. She-Hulk.
She's a lawyer.
She-Hulk in development.
Yeah, she actually works out at Zeus.
There you go.
Squat
right
thrust
now,
all day. Shout out Jay Nance.
Squat thrust. Yep. Criminal justice. Yep. Deloitte and
he's going to be rubbing She-Hulk's back. He's like, you deserve this. You earned
like
this.
I kind of like that. Come on, guys. I like that. We got to come on, guys, from Jay Nance. Jay Nance is finally annoyed.
And the last show, Moon Knight. Remember Moon Knight, bro?
Like moonlighting?
He was the white ninja of Marvel.
Remember this? You do remember this?
Vaguely. I see the comic book cover.
This isn't Storm Shadow. Okay.
And then before you guys go off, the last show that I wanted to bring up for Aaron's sake is The World According to Jeff Goldblum on Disney Plus. And it's going to be a variety show from Jeff Goldblum where he's interviewing people, touring around the world, just being Jeff Goldblum.
Better than all the other stuff you just said. Okay, this is why I think it might.
So, are you signing up?
I think this might have a chance
Ms. Marvel,
fail.
Bro. You talking rubbish right now. I think this Ms. Marvel gonna be good, bro.
This subscription thing might fail. Why? I think it's too much for the average for nerds. Hell yeah, sign up instantly. But for the average person, it's like Marvel overload already.
Right.
Like the average person waits for the movie.
Okay.
Right. Watches the movie, you know, and they say, "Oh yeah, I love it." You know, okay, good. Goes on with their life. Right, they're not really asking for a freaking Ms. Marvel spin, you know. They're
but you forget one thing: the Disney has a thing called cartoons. They have a thing called Oliver and Company.
So
they have a thing called An American Tale.
And then besides all of those shows, they have every Disney Channel show.
All the cartoons
of all time. They have every Star Wars
movie.
Bro,
we can watch
That's
So Raven.
Cinematic Universe movie.
Bro,
every Star Wars movie, every Star Wars spinoff.
They got
the Ewoks Christmas on there.
Oh wow! Okay, I'm signing up.
Bro, that, we can watch Sabrina probably. We can watch, what's that scary one? The Things You Say in the Dark. What's the one? What's that scary show that Disney had?
Scary Things in the Dark.
Scary Things in the Dark.
Goosebumps?
Goosebumps, bro. What's Nickelodeon?
Oh, bro.
Disney by Nickelodeon, just like that. And then we get That's So Raven. And then we get Moesha. And then we get Oliver and Company.
Moesha, bro. She was at Project Blowed, bro.
Oh, bro. Moesha can get blowed all day, bro. Let me tell you this right now.
I don't know, dude. I don't know about
You're not going to sign up for Disney?
For Mandalorian, and then that's...
But then you got to remember, all of the Disney movies are going to be under, so every family is going to sign up for this.
I guess so.
If you have kids, you're signing up for this. You have every Lion King, Aladdin, Finding Nemo, Pornhub. You have it all on there. It's going to be on there.
Disney
and you're going to be
watching
it.
Watch.
Right? Can you imagine if Disney bought Pornhub?
Who knows? They might have bought it.
All right.
And then we G up everything.
All right.
G's
and just
up, O's down, bro.
All right, let me bring this up, guys.
I'm really
tired
right now.
And then on top of the on top of that, we got Apple and Warner Brothers entering the streaming platform.
Okay, so Apple's not very strong, so it's like $4.99.
I'm gonna tell you about Apple. Apple's gonna be $5 right now. Right now, that's what they're teasing.
They don't have content because
the only content they have. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about their content. They've got a new sci-fi show that they're not releasing about from the creator of the recent Battlestar Galactica. You know, so I don't know if anybody is excited about that. They have we have a reboot of Amazing Stories from the 80s.
Wow.
With Steven Spielberg as exec producer.
Is that the one that I drew the wheel in the fighter plane?
Bro, all that shit, bro. That's
great.
They have a show with Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell called The Morning Show. It's basically a comedy about these guys running a morning TV show.
Throw it away. We don't see Katie Couric.
We don't need to see that kind of rubbish.
No more Mika Miyashiro, never mind.
And wow, then,
hey, hey, shout out to Mika.
And then they have a new sci-fi show starring Jason Momoa.
Yes.
Called C.
Yes. I'm gonna talk about this because this sounds a bunch of trash.
It's set in a world where everybody's the remains blind, of humanity bro. Are blind.
Everybody's all blind. Ain't nobody smiling.
It's just like Bird Box thing, right?
Everybody hanging out. They.
Okay, so let me tell you this.
Each other.
If all right. They just touching everybody. I like touch you.
Hey, you one guy or one girl?
Wear your balls. It's such a... Bro, stupid. Okay, if everybody's blind, why is Momoa braiding his hair in the show? I saw the trailer. Why is he caring about his hair? If you're blind, you walking around butt naked, bro. Nobody gonna care? And then you put like a blocker by your eyes because if you walk into the forest, some twig is gonna poke you in the eye. Well, right, you gonna get poked in the eye, poked in the balls, poked in the ching ching, and then what? So you wear a shield. You put a shield, and then you get kids from the twig.
Yeah.
No, it's stupid. Why are these people caring about their appearance when they're blind? Trailer. Watch the trailer. You seen this trailer? Momoa's trying to look clean. He's blind.
All right. I want to tell you about two other things that are kind of interesting. Only thing we talk about, not about the Momoa series. Okay. But they got a show from M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, he's been on a failure streak for years, dude.
Get out of here with this.
M. Night, bro.
Delete.
Hey, this one's cool because we just met him. We have a Time Bandits show reboot from Taika Waititi of Thor Ragnarok.
Time Bandits?
Time Bandits.
What is Time Bandits? What is that like?
The midgets. The midget show from the 80s. The small people show. What is the correct term? Little people?
Little people.
Yeah, we don't want to offend any. They got midget wrestling. They're calling it midget wrestling.
Forget it. Get out of here.
You don't remember Time Bandits? 1982, 1981.
Vaguely.
It's from Terry Gilliam, the guy behind like Monty Python and
I remember, all this stuff.
Yeah, man.
You know what show I wish they did do reboot? The one with the guy had that amulet that went back to time. Phineas Bog. Remember that one? He had an amulet that went back into time and he traveled through time.
Yeah, but what was the show?
I forget the name of that. I used to love that show, dude. I think his kid was a sidekick, right? And then he had amulet that would go back in time. His name was Phineas Bog, so I remember.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't believe none of you guys got that.
I remember this, man.
It was a great show.
Bro, you older than me, man.
USA, you watched USA.
I watched Commander USA. I watched Night Flight. That's all I watched on USA, bro.
Best introduction ever. Anyway.
All right. And then Warner Brothers is starting their own streaming site.
Oh, God. I throw away humanity,
It's going to be just way too much.
What the heck?
Right.
So, look, KK, do the math quick, fast, right? Where was the math, the magician?
How much are we adding up all this bill?
See, if you subscribe to every streaming service right now, top of your head, how much are you spending?
It's going to be... $100 More than that. More.
Oh, what? Okay, the main ones then.
Okay, I'll put it to you this way.
So Netflix, Hulu.
You got to figure Netflix right now, if you're doing streaming, you're paying $20 plus a month.
Let's break this down right now, okay? Because I don't have cable, okay? I like to stream everything.
Okay, how much you got?
Okay, so I got DirecTV. DirecTV is about $80.
Okay.
Okay? Whew. And that's, you get a lot of channels for that.
Of course.
Netflix is $12, right? So we're pitching $100 right now. Right. Then you got Amazon Prime, which is $10 a year, if that's still the case. So we're at 110.
But Prime is good because it's Amazon Prime.
You have a lot of other benefits for that.
Yes, Prime is clutch.
Hulu, $8. Okay. Then you got this Disney Wu-Tang thing, $8. The Wu-Tang, $8.
Yeah.
Then you got, after that, you have Apple TV, which I'm not going to get, so they can get out of here. And then after that, you got Shudder, which is $40 a year.
Okay, I see.
You're looking on average about $150, $175. On a good take, if you want a
month.
Bunch of bullshit, right?
If you're signing up to everything,
if you're signing up to literally everything, $175, and you don't even get a landline.
Yep.
So go figure. Shout out Spectrum.
You didn't even get internet.
That trash. Yeah.
What?
Exactly. Well, we didn't get the landline from.
Well, put it this way. I mean, one thing I like about Netflix is they create these out of like nothing. They create these series. That have no.
Well,
you don't need to know the comic. You don't need to know the throwback. Yeah, out of nowhere, and then they've been.
They're smart. They put it out there, and they make you feel like you have to watch this.
Oh snap! And it's like you don't need no backstory.
Right.
Like that's hard to do, and they've kinged it.
That's right.
So for me, my money's so far been worth every.
Because you have Netflix, right?
Yeah, I have Netflix.
So I want you guys to right now rank your top three streaming services that you won't give up right now. Just
won't
off the
give
head.
Up?
Off the head. You won't give up. You won't cancel it.
How many do you have, though?
I only have Netflix and Amazon.
Well, that's easy then. Yeah. That's easy. There you go.
Yeah.
Because Amazon's great because Amazon has a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yep. So I mean, I'm going, I'm still right now Netflix number one. Yeah. And then I'm right now, I'm really on Hulu. I think Hulu's got some great content. Yeah. So I'm Hulu number two, but I actually get Hulu with my Disney Plus subscription, so I actually get a discount because I'm
Hulu
already.
Does Hulu have any good original stuff?
And Hulu's got great stuff.
Yeah. Well, they got Wu-Tang one. You're talking
besides
about
Wu-Tang.
Besides the Wu-Tang one, they got a lot of like one-off series. They got The Act. They got that's with Roseanne Arquette. That one's really good.
Is that Handmaid's Tale on there?
Handmaid's Tale is really good, but it's depressing as hell. Don't watch that shit. Like, if you want to feel good about yourself, like
bunch of women getting all depressed.
That's a show that's like. Every episode is rape. That's the whole show.
There you go, bro.
I see two Revenge of the Nerds already.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
No, but Hulu's great because you get all of the current series. Like I can go in Hulu and watch all of the previous seasons of Snowfall.
Oh, shoot.
Commercial, you know what I mean? Like, commercial free.
That'd be good for me, and it sounds like
I pay that extra $2 to get no commercials. Oh, so I like it, man. And then I'm going number three, Amazon Prime, because you got so much good stuff. I got Shudder on there. I got the original series. Got The Boys, which I think is one of the best shows on TV right now. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to sign up for Disney Plus. I'm going to wait and see what the content is on Apple and Warner Brothers. You know, but it's too much already.
Is Disney Plus going to drop, like...
It's dropping in November.
But are they doing like Netflix style?
DJ Liger Woods got a countdown on his IG page right now, bro. I swear to God, he's putting like a countdown on that
he's
page.
Standing
man.
In line for no, he's like standing in line.
He's standing in line in front of his TV. He's not standing in line.
He's standing in front of the TV like this.
Shout out DJ Liger Woods.
Standing
bro.
In line in front of like Oceanic. In front of Oceanic.
Is the power still on? The TV still work.
I was bummed that he didn't get invited to his birthday party.
Man, we love you, man. We love you 69
times. None of us
times,
went,
bro.
So I don't know what you're saying. I'm just saying. No one of us went.
Yeah, we weren't invited to that party.
I was a block away from
with the big TV screen.
The party's down the street.
Quick question. Is Disney dropping it like 10 episodes one time?
No, they're not going to do it.
I believe they're going to be doing it. They're gonna hash it out.
Nobody's doing the Netflix thing. Only Netflix is doing the binge. Because they're all going away from that to try and get you to be excited about the every week tuning in.
Right.
They're trying to go old school style.
All right.
Which is whatever. I'd rather do the binge. I
like the binge. Yeah.
I agree. The binge is better.
I watch it and fall asleep.
Right.
Because
Dark Crystal, I would not watch all of them if it wasn't for the binge.
Right.
If it was weekly, I would not watch Dark Crystal.
Oh, hell no.
Forget about it.
There's other things you could do with your time.
Exactly, right?
I watched one episode. I'm like, okay, good. Let's go mop.
Right.
let's go vacuum my floor.
Dark Crystal of mopping.
Let's go Swiffer.
Let's go clean my house rather than watch episode 2.
That's right, bro. Get a job.
I couldn't process that.
All right.
That's right.
Okay, so anyway. speaking of nerds, amazing Comic-Con Hawaii 2020
going,
is
bro.
Coming.
Let's go.
All right. Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you the guest stars. You ready? Ready for this lineup? Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Oh, there we go.
From Saved by the Bell. We got Zach Morris meeting Zach Morris.
Wow, epic.
How's that?
This will culminate my life right
there. You'd be a videographer for that.
And we got Billy Dee Williams.
Whoa. That's the cherry on top, bro.
We got nobody else.
Don't need nobody else. That's it.
We got no. I'm sure there's a bunch of people out there that are yelling.
No one cares.
Yelling
Billy
at me.
Dee Williams,
but as far
Mark
as someone
at,
in our age bracket, the only two guys we care about is
that's
Billy
true,
Dee Williams and Mark Paul Gosselaar. That's
okay,
all you
okay,
need,
so if
bro.
You have to choose a third one out of any TV show, past, current. Movie to go and be one of those guests.
Who would that's you an open-ended question. That's
off the
a
top
lot.
Of your head, like, this
off
is,
the top?
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
I mean Comic-Con, Steve.
We're talking pop culture, but Bill Cosby.
Yeah, but Comic-Con.
Is
he likes Bill Cosby,
Bill
and he's like chained to the ground.
like, Bill,
and he cannot see you get all the. He got cataracts.
Bill, can you see me? Hey, I'm going to do Jason Momoa show. You like be on the show?
You sound like a wonderful young
man. My wife
man.
Camille, and like, I'm going to take
my
just rip and blab it.
My wife Camille handles the ticket money.
So,
shout out to Murphy.
But yeah, I would say, you know what, who I want to meet? Mark Dacascos.
Oh,
that would be really
cool.
I've been a fan for a long
time.
See
him Chinatown
and I feel like he's not above an amazing Hawaii Comic Con.
That guy made a career. That guy's legit.
Bro,
like,
only the strong. Only the
he's
strong.
He's doing
bro.
All kind of like RoboCop movies.
Yeah, I watch Only the Strong at Kapi'olani Theater. Oh.
Wait,
where the Papa John's is. And people was going crazy in that movie, bro. People love that
movie. You would
see
him over Van Damme.
No, I would love Van Damme is my hero.
I mean, let's really take
no, but
it
let's
here.
Let's just be that's realistic of who's gonna come. I don't think Van Damme's gonna come.
Van Damme is not doing anything really, quite frankly.
Yeah,
the Doritos commercials,
Tostitos
commercials.
I think Van Damme thinks of himself better than
higher than that. Doing okay, Gutenberg, Steve Gutenberg.
I would go Steve Gutenberg in a heartbeat.
All day, Steve Gutenberg.
Right, you know what? I got a Steve Gutenberg DVD. I'm gonna have him sign. It's his movie that he'll be shocked to see. Bad Medicine. I don't know if you guys. Bro, I got the only copy, bro.
You remember Bad Medicine?
I do remember Bad Medicine.
That's the one he went like he's like the
yo,
doctor.
Steve Gutenberg, though. I mean, yeah. Come on, all day. Or like, where would you go with after that?
So if we go down,
who would actually go to Comic Con?
Steve Gutenberg
would go.
It's people that have an Asian connection.
Well, you think Billy Dee's a great one because there's Billy young D's people, great. Old people, Star right. Wars franchise.
Billy Dee's going to be huge. Ooh, that's going to be a big line.
That's going to be a crazy line.
Major line.
And the people that drink 40s, this is going to be all
of them. They're going to sign my Colt.
So many demographics.
Hey, sign my Colt 45.
Oh, we should bring.
We bring an empty bottle Colt 45.
No, you know what the only Colt 45 is cracking
double
open.
Fist them, bro, right here, Billy.
You know
what
the
cheers,
only problem? You know what the only problem with that plan is? We gotta drink Colt 45.
Oh yeah.
Bro, that shit is garbage.
And I don't think you can even bring it into the convention center.
Oh no, you cannot.
Oh yeah,
but
we'll be dope to have a sign at Colt 45.
So I wanna tell you guys this. Did you guys know that Mark Paul Gosselaar is a quarter Indonesian?
I love it. That's
bro,
the best,
he's a quarter Indonesian.
That's why he's a handsome bugger.
His mom is from Bali.
Oh.
The mom is like Scottish Indonesian.
Hey,
okay, so I thought I'd bring this up for fun since, you know, we got two Hoppa guys on the show, right?
Sure.
Aaron is Hoppa, I'm Hoppa. So I wanted to bring up these other celebrities.
Yeah, don't get too excited
I'm
about that, Kevin.
I'm Quapa. quarter.
So yeah, I wanted to bring up these other celebrities. That you do you know? Did you know or did you not know they were Asian? You ready
for
these?
Here we go,
okay, here you go. Vanessa Hutchins. Did you know she was Asian? She's a quarter Filipino, quarter Chinese.
Yeah, makes sense.
Wow.
I forget who that was. Who's Vanessa Hutchins?
She has a High School Musical.
Oh,
she's in Spring Breakers.
Bro, I never even watched Fighting Nemo. How am I gonna know what High School Musical is?
She's hot, bro.
I never watched that.
I can see the film. All
right, I didn't even see Fighting Nemo.
Here's one for Aaron's age bracket. Dean Cain, quarter Japanese.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's given.
Dean Cain, he's the
latest.
Everybody
knew that.
You know,
Common
Dean Cain's on the Hallmark Channel, bro. He's getting paid by Candace Cameron Bure and Lacey Chabert, bro.
Oh, Lacey Chabert. Yeah, that's right.
Here we go.
Dean Cain, never mind.
R&B singer Neil, quarter Chinese.
Oh, Neil Chinese.
Quarter Chinese.
You know why, bro? Because Neil said it's all because of you.
Yeah. Neo DJ Cam remix.
Neo DJ Delve, get out of here remix.
All right, guys, here we go. Aaron, shout out. Rappa Tyga. His face, though.
Rack City, bro.
Half Vietnamese.
I can see that. Vietnamese
Tyga
black,
with the,
yeah.
He's making out with the Viet Cong chicks, bro.
Yeah, he went out with some hot Asian chicks.
Some Viet Kong.
Kendall Jenner, or no, yeah. Kylie Jenner, bro.
There you go. Yeah. Rack City, bro. All the ratchets. That's it.
Yeah, ratchet.
And then here we go. Enrique Iglesias.
I love it, bro.
Half Filipino.
Wow, I thought it was
good.
Full Puerto Rican.
94 block, bro.
Enrique Iglesias, half Spanish, half Filipino.
I always knew Enrique had something in him that was valuable.
Enrique,
94
amor.
Block, bro. Jollibee's for the win.
I didn't forget what song he used to sing. What's the song?
He used to sing Escape, Waiting for Tonight.
Bro, hero, you can be my hero.
Oh, I thought it was Waiting for Tonight. Oh, no, it's J-Lo.
It's J-Lo, bro. You mixing them up.
Oh, bro, Grenade. Grenade was Enrique.
You remember
Enrique, was it Grenade?
Song.
No.
You remember
Catch a Grenade? And the, no.
It's Billy Blank.
That's Bruno Mars,
okay,
bro.
I don't know, bro.
You mixing up all the guys. Bruno, Enrique had that
I
song.
I don't know these people, bro.
Did you remember
John Cicada?
Enrique
That's
had a song, I'm Fucking You Tonight. Like,
wow.
I'm fucking you like tonight. Like, with Pitbull, bro. It's
Enrique
a real
had a song,
bro.
Why would Enrique have a song like that? He's a punk.
Look at that. J Nads know the song.
J Nads woke up after that song.
That was his theme song.
Yeah, they played that at the.
They played 94 bro? Block. They played
he was
at
like,
the
girl, you earned this.
They played it at Block Arena.
Hey, J-Nad, did you know the guy that got shot or stabbed in his chest?
What are you talking about?
They fought over whose hood was better.
Oh, that's right. That was
the
like,
guy said he wasn't from Waipao and they stabbed
bro,
him.
You from Aya. You from Pro City.
That's how they do, bro, the 94 block.
That was Papa Kalea versus Makiki. Oh. What was the battle? Papa Kalea versus Pro City?
No, it was Waipao.
Versus
I
what?
I bet you the guy was Ever Beach, bro.
Waipahu versus Ever Beach.
I think the guy said Ever Beach and the guy was like Waipahu. Who stabbed? The Waipahu guy stabbed that guy.
Was it in front of Oos Wrestling?
Wow.
$1 million bail, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, he's so young, dude.
So Waipahu won in the stabbing.
So Waipahu lost in this. They both lost, cause.
Well, bro, that's
you
what you
Ever
lost.
Beach and Yellow, you Ever Beach and Waipahu. That's
no.
And you don't go Waipahu and Yellow. Ever Beach can't get played now, at least.
Bro, this. Well, yeah. How about everybody just stay home and there's no beef with nobody in any town, bro?
But that's so like '90s, cause gangsters these.
Like
I don't know if anybody like being that proud from where they are and like dying for it. That's like '80s, '90s Hawaii.
Right.
Yeah, Kale. Yeah. Right? Like straight up, like.
So what?
Not 2000.
So then they must have been high or drunk then, right?
They're probably drunk, partying. Probably, but the bottle was like, what, 94 block, whatever.
94 block.
I was like, oh, no, Ever Beach. What is it called? Exit 8 or whatever. And then, Exit 8 is Waiwa. Yeah.
Wait, that's Waiwa.
Exit 76. What is Ever Beach? 76 South. Right?
Ever Beach is 76 South?
Yeah, that's what they, yeah.
But then Waiwa was.
Exit 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all the slang boys and
right,
girls.
Right.
Yeah.
But then, you village, know what? To get that upset, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, that's pretty upset. I mean, what do you have to. I mean, that's what I mean. This is the 80s and 90s.
Right. So
like,
80s and 90s.
You can get
shot,
you can stab back in those days.
Right, right.
Not
right.
Now, though. Like, that's why this is so weird.
Shot, stab.
For someone to be like.
Killed
or hurt. Hey, you know, you know, hit it.
Anyway.
You don't even remember. God, I'm trying that reference so hard. I'm trying to use that reference like three times.
All clocks down.
No, it's Arrested Development, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Stab, shot, killed, hurt.
I didn't buy that vibe.
I ain't Ice Cube. Who? Being rude. Hey.
Shout out to Atlanta.
Wrong
hip-hop reference.
Okay, right. Got it. Okay, got it. Yes, let's go.
Sorry, I have to ask you.
Is this when we segue to a black guy now?
Well,
is this not the time?
Yeah, well, actually,
we're
talking about Mark Paul Gosselaar, but we're also talking about Billy Dee Williams.
All right, that's when we switch over to the black guy.
And so we have a new segment because we got our boy Russ in the house, and we're gonna got a new segment called Ask a Black Guy.
Yeah, you're right.
So
okay, getting
we
up
gotta ask
here.
Russ. Like Russ,
here we go. Russ is gonna do a stand-up.
What do you
act.
Think? Are you a Billy Dee Williams fan?
Oh, well, if we just had a camera right now.
Yeah,
it's a stand-up
it
show
has
right
to
here.
Be. I mean, come on, man. He brought the Star Wars franchise together early days.
This
man.
Is great.
And he had that hot perm.
But seriously, folks,
he did. Like, come on,
he had
like,
that hot straight perm.
Take my wife, please.
He had that, and then like, come on, every light skinned brother was trying to be Billy Dee.
Two that's guys true. Walk into a bar,
like, you know, like, hey, you know, I'm Billy Dee's cousin. You know, like everybody was trying like that, and that line worked. And
can
you
we
got
put
at
a
least three numbers.
On,
at least.
Can we turn the lights down and put the spotlight?
I hear you
turn the lights down, you can't see me. You can't do that.
Well, you can't see me, John Cena. I got it. You're doing a stand-up act right now. We don't have a camera, so I just want to relay to the listener audience what's going on right now. We have a stand-up
He's
act.
He's tall, dark, and handsome.
Wow, that's it. That's your name
also
of your
very
album.
Accurate. It's very accurate.
Yep.
Russ, tall, dark, and handsome. Volume 1. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Turn the lights on so you can see me.
It, wow. And the follow-up album is called Big Black and Inya.
Right. Wow.
Also true for the
Fade
ladies.
The Black. Yeah. Wait, do you have questions for the contingency?
Any comments?
We haven't talked sports. Like, I haven't heard sports anything. All right.
Gavin, you
like,
better get back
Gavin,
in here.
Get on the mic.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. How are we not talking about AB and his crazy self?
Because he's a douche and he's a jackass and that's it. But he's going to probably dominate in New England.
Probably.
Because he's going to do the Randy Moss. It's either he's going to do the Randy Moss or he's going to do Chad Johnson. True. I think he's going to do the Randy Moss. He's going to go that route.
And then he's got all the allegations. Like, there's just one woman and then second one. Pop
everybody,
you
know, rape seems to be a recurring theme here on this show, which is really bad. So.
Well, the fact that it came up right when he's about to take the, like, it literally
the
came
timing,
out the week.
The timing, yes,
that's
is bad.
Almost like, it's almost like, I don't know, the NFL planned it or someone planned it.
Somebody, it's a conspiracy. Yes, right? We can look at it like that.
And they actually had the picture of the girl on TV, which is crazy. I've never seen that.
Why would they put the picture
of her
on there?
I don't know,
dude. That's wrong.
But he's retarded anyway, though. He's bad news.
Exactly.
But he'll probably get a title this year.
He probably. I mean, it's basically we're going to watch football to see New England win the title again.
Dude, yeah.
That's all we're doing. That's what this NFL thing has become. Right? So, yeah, he's a douche. He's clearly the latest receiver that just wants attention. It's a cycle thing. It comes in cycles. Mm-hmm. And that's really it. What else have we, you know, what else we got?
Who's your team, Russ? Who's your team?
Here we go.
I'm an Oakland Raider fan.
Vegas, baby.
No, Vegas. Oh.
Vegas.
Soon to be a
always
Las
been
Vegas
on black.
Raider fan. So even more so, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
You know, you got the frostbite on his feet. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's the weirdest thing ever.
The frostbite on his feet, the helmet situation, but Raiders better off.
You know,
Raiders
I don't
are better
know,
off.
Like,
they're looking good.
We I think if we they're had him
good,
this past
man.
Week, we might have won.
But still, I don't.
Raiders are what?
They one and
one.
We're one and one. We're one and one.
They got it. It's all about Vegas.
Oh, they're one and one. They're one and one.
Yeah, we lost. We lost to KC last week.
That's
right,
that's
man.
A legit loss.
John Gruden is full of it, but that's okay. We're gonna go Vegas. We got betting on black, Russian roulette.
There you go.
We got blackjack. That's it.
True. We do.
Right.
We
always
Francis.
Bet on black.
Always
bet
on black.
What movie is that from?
Passenger 57.
Oh you know yeah, what? That's a true nerd right there.
Nice.
True nerd right there.
I just tell that to people.
I like it, man. He brought it back for the Dark Brothers, man, you know, so we can be cool again and sexy and hot, you know what I mean? Because, like Billy Dee, he was still in it, the light-skinned brothers.
Billy D is always Wesley Snipes. As you know, Russ, never trust the light skins.
No, you can't. Right?
So you can't. So I stand true to this.
Right? I'm not biased at all.
Don't trust Klay Thompson, Steph Curry.
They are mad, bro.
Steph Curry's got a miniature golf show. You guys watching this?
Yeah, it's terrible.
That bug. You guys been catching this thing?
Why you think Katie left?
What the hell is this rubbish? Why is he doing this?
It's rubbish.
It's really like a way to pass time.
He didn't want to do it. He just got the money showing up in his face.
Gave him the check. Gave him the check. Yes.
Get the check.
Cashing checks. Breaking necks. I got it. I'm just saying. Any other questions, comments, concerns?
Yes. When is your boy Carmelo gonna get a job? Like, how can
that's your boy?
Why is he my boy?
Because he's on your team, so he's your boy. Dwight Howard was your boy. He got a job.
Who's on my team for a week? We're gonna mention other people that. Yeah, you know what?
Are you guys going to the game? Are you guys going to
Trevor Ariza? He's your boy too.
Are you guys going to the game? He is my boy. All
right, Zach, are you going to the game? Are you guys going to the clip?
I got tickets, yes. I'm gonna be right in the back of the back of the wall.
Nice.
I got my Ron Artest jersey ready.
Hey.
Yes, I'm gonna be peeing all over the place. Going to theater. Going to seat FF. Four theaters.
Freestyle Fellowship.
The equivalent at the Stan Sheriff Center. Yes, I'm gonna be at that game. I don't know what Carmelo. Carmelo is not gonna have a job. He should go to China. He should go join Jeremy Lin.
Yes.
And go to China.
Yeah. He's better than like half the guys in the league right now. He can't get a job though.
Apparently he's not better than half the guys in the league because he can't get a job right now.
You know what it is? I think
this is worse, way worse than everybody be talking about.
So are we whiteballing him then? You see how I said whiteballing? Like you like that? You swerved you, right?
Yellow ball.
He's a yellow ball? If he's such a great player, why has no one signed him? Because
he's a bad team player. That's why he's a bad team.
I'm trying to figure out.
They trade him to Atlanta. Atlanta gets him out of there. They trade him to Chicago. They get him out of there.
Because this isn't the Colin Kaepernick issue. The only team they gave him a chance.
The only team they gave him a chance. The Houston Rockets.
Houston Rockets.
The only team they gave him a chance. No team wanted him.
Yeah, Tom Vodovich was like, get him out.
And that didn't work out.
Coach Rudy was never mind or anything.
Coach Rudy, man, he's still alive. Yeah, he's not. I was going to say rest in peace. I was going to almost say rest in peace.
Bad juju, man.
And I love Rudy. But, okay, so Carmelo's not my boy, but, okay, what else we got?
Well, okay, we got that. And then, okay, so NFL weeks have gone by, a couple of weeks. Like, who are the true players and who are the fakers? We got a bunch of 2-0 team, Patriots, 2-0.
Who are the fakers? Buffalo Bills are a fake 2-0 team. They ain't going to do shit.
Okay.
That's a fake 2-0 team, quite frankly.
All right.
Right? I mean, Kevin, are you following the National Football League?
I just try to follow. You know, Drew Brees is out.
Drew's out, Roethlisberger's out, good riddance. Yeah, yeah.
I've been following more and more of the Hawaii guys. More Hawaii guys in.
Manti Te'o, bro.
Oh, bro.
I'm standing here right next to his chick. Can't you see her arm?
That was the anniversary. Yeah, that was the anniversary, right? Like,
a couple days ago.
We're going to do anniversaries later, right? We're talking about anniversary of Manti Te'o.
Can anybody pull up Manti Te'o's current girl? Like, is she?
You got to check Tinder, bro.
Can we see her?
Yeah, can we see her? No, only thing I follow like Saints, so Breeze is out, so we'll go figure that one. There's a wash of a season, and pretty much all the
Saints
guys.
Fan. I keep forgetting about that. You're a Saints fan.
Randomly. Me and, who else?
Who else? What do you mean?
Rob DeMello, bro.
Rob DeMello, that's right.
He's more hardcore than me, though. Rob I was straight colors.
Yes,
when I was a
you
kid.
Just following the kind.
Just follow, yep.
They find the Holly quarterback for UH right now with the man bun. What's his name? Who's that guy? The Holly quarterback. He's the quarterback for UH.
Oh, who's I forget his name already.
You
Timmy Chang, bro.
Good shout out. Chang. Rest in peace, bro.
Oh, you're not dead, dude.
Okay, sorry. Okay, bro. Oh, always bet on black,
bro. Fred Bonhoeffer, both of them.
Timmy Chang,
R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
They're not dead. Good
shout out. Rest in peace, bro.
I brought it up. Gosh. Wait, who better coach, Fred Bonhoeffer or Norm Chow?
Hey. Fred Van Oppen, cuz.
He went 0-12.
Still, he had the way better coach.
Okay, if we look at body of work, at total body of work, I got to go worst coach, Fred Van Oppen.
Oh, okay, worst Hawaii coach then. How about that? Let's narrow it down.
Van Oppen.
Wow. He's bad.
Because he was really bad.
Okay.
And he really didn't give a damn.
They're both bad,
and he went
0-12.
He did at least Norm got some wins, like one.
Two, one, three, three, back to one.
We're not looking up the stats, so we don't know. But, I mean, it's got to be Von Oppen.
Did you think UH had a chance in Washington at all?
No.
No, God.
I thought they would cover the spread.
Thought they would cover the spread. Come on. The only person that had a chance was Lau Lau Head, bro. That's the only guy. Shout out Lau Lau Head. He's the only one that said, UH get chance. I'm like, okay, Shane.
Shout out Lau Lau Head. Between Lau Lau Head and me being a fan. Well, like, I'm just a fan that's like, I mean, I'd love to spend my money to go up there, but in my gut, I'm like, dude,
Well, shout out Lala Head and Wayne Coito, bro. That's the only two hardcore guys, bro.
Those guys, bro. Respect, bro. Well,
what is your saying? Something time waste what go?
Thank you.
Wait, what?
Something you're saying? You have something time waste something if you you know.
Something if I do what are you talking? You're freaking me out right now. What are you talking about?
Waste time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. You see, you're saying when he wants to say, you know, you go up to Hawaii game. Come
on. Is that
man.
What you're trying to refer to?
Yes, man.
You're getting all serious right now with your stand-up act. Is this a serious moment on your stand-up act? When you're trying
nobody
to make, like,
can
a political
see what you're talking
you're making
about.
A political statement no right sense. Now. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. I am not talking
for the
about the alphabet community. So
we
no.
don't have a video. Russ is standing right in front of me right now.
Yes,
I'm just saying it's like a stand-up guy like talking down
like
to
Russ.
The heckler in front. Oh, Cavett likes Russ. Thanks.
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
shout out to Russ.
Well, I'm just
and,
saying, shout
Scott
out to Wayne Coito, Lala Head for being the hardcore fan.
Talk yeah, black guy. Here you go. Everybody loves him.
Ask Cole a black McDonald's guy.
That's right.
Yeah, Cole McDonald is the dreadlock kid.
There you go. I like how Jane Adds had to come up with that.
Yeah,
you
sorry. Just been black.
Jesus. All right.
How's the Titans? How's the Titans, brother?
Oh, yes.
Titans, bro.
Yeah, boy.
Mariota, this
yeah,
is make or break here for Marcus. This is it. If he
why can't they just hand it off to Henry freaking 50 times, bro?
That's what he needs to do, but, you know, he's a proud Samoan, so he needs to go run, spin around as he gets tackled.
Eat the lau lau.
Lau lau, mac salad.
Eat the palasami.
Palusami for a win.
Malasadas. Okay,
I heard you say something about, like, bad play calling.
Yeah.
For the last, like, series or something?
They had the ball, and then they forced the fourth and two. They didn't need to.
Right.
And they could have easily called timeout, or they could have easily just spiked the ball to just get the. It was horrible. They threw a pass play on fourth and two. They didn't need to. They blew it to a Andrew Luck-less Colts team.
They passed on fourth and two.
They passed on fourth and two, where they got a good running
ooh,
game, as
yeah.
you said. And they don't need to do this. And then they could have easily got the first down, and they could have won. They're down 2 points. They had a kicker for the Colts who missed every freaking
well, sounds like UH's
extra
kicker.
Point.
Yeah.
Exactly, Jason Nealon for the win, bro.
Bro, Jason
Nealon.
Well,
he makes his kicks.
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was the thing. So it was a waste. And this is last year for Bartomakis. If he can't figure this out, he can work at Razor Concepts. That's it. Oh. Bring him over there. We're at full time stock. I want graveyard.
Oh, shoot.
Break the pallets down. Break the pallets down of, like, the scooters, of, like,
gonna,
the pogs.
He's going to be at the next Comic Con.
Wow.
Yeah, Billy D. Williams. Wow. Gonna have Zach Morris and then Bartomakis.
Marcus Mariota. Sponsored by Bank of Hawaii
and the Tea Leaf Factory.
Insurance flyer. Island Insurance will be there.
Shoot. Oh,
wow. Russ
and Dave's Ice Cream.
Wow. Hey, shout out Dave's Ice Cream. Yeah. That used to be in Sears, though, in the back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
When you used to get your watch fixed, you used to go
shout
Dave's
out Sears,
Ice Cream.
Bro.
But you know, now it's in Pro City. You know what? The fourth best city in America.
Well,
the
it's happy. Yeah.
Happiest
the happiest, bro. That's it. Yeah. Shout out
where's
to
that,
people.
Pro City?
Yes, sir.
Not anymore, bro. That's where y'all to snipe us, cause Palisades.
Everybody dying, bro.
The only guy that gets let out three times and has a stand.
Bro, stab, shot, killed, or hurt.
Palisades, which is the worst place to have a stand-up.
They're by themselves, buddy.
How long is this show going for? Can we get the time limit on this show? Because, like, holy God. Rush, you got anything else left? Is that it?
Right now, I'm good.
We're good? Okay. All right. We'd like to thank Russ for being officially on to ask us questions, comments, concerns.
Yeah, Russ.
Ask a black man situation.
Ask a black guy.
You can check his stand-up special on Netflix.
I like it.
It's going to be in the foreign section next
called,
to Terrace House.
Yeah,
you know, for the homie,
what
Frank Castillo.
It's called Big Black and Inya.
Wow.
Oh,
keep the lights on when you're doing it. All right. That's good, Lord.
What is going on?
What? Wow.
This
what
is
else?
Why I left, brah.
Yeah, man. I don't blame you.
This is why I left.
We're not doing a show after
Puta
this.
Putanani and shenanigans.
Down the toilet.
I want to eat more tacos at this point.
All right.
What
so,
else we got? What else?
So, I wanted to
tomfoolery
say
do we have
with,
on this
with,
show?
Well, we're going to end out the show. I just wanted to do I wanted to do this whole thing where everyone is celebrating all these 30th anniversaries.
Oh, nice.
30th anniversary this, right. 30th
like
anniversary that.
This is good.
And so I wanted to do a quick take time, waste time with you guys. Read off albums, movies, TV shows that are celebrating their 30th year anniversary. And you guys want to take time on it or waste time?
Damn, we're old.
If it does it hold up now or is it get it out of here?
Yeah,
all right.
Do it.
So here we go. So we're going to start out with albums celebrating their 30th
okay,
anniversary.
Here we go, bro.
Madonna, Like a Prayer.
Show that.
Take time or waste time?
Waste time.
Wow.
You're asking a Hawaiian if he wants to talk about Madonna. Ain't no Hawaiian talking about Madonna.
I didn't think Madonna was hot back when she was like Lucky
Madonna
Star.
Was never hot.
The Like a Prayer Star. Video was the controversial video. I remember with the black Jesus and they had the symbolism.
Did you see our We Are All Doomed shirt? That's how we made them, just for Madonna, bro.
All right.
Madonna, okay, the Madonna, the personality. Okay, got it. We get the idea.
At this point.
She evolves. We get it. But dude, ain't nobody having like sex with Madonna.
Like a Prayer was the one she lost a Pepsi advert. She lost a Pepsi endorsement.
You know who else had sex with Madonna?
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane.
Ooh. Nice.
I was going to say.
Okay. Now we go on.
Breaking them up. Taking them up. Shaking them up.
Banging them out. Push them out.
So you guys are saying waste time. Waste time on that one, right?
Waste time. Madonna is waste time since 1990.
All right. That says Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane put inside.
We got the 30th anniversary Big of Daddy 3 Connie. Feet High and Rising from De La Soul.
Oh, bro. Take time. It's good. Moving on.
Look at Aaron. He's
Why
rubbing
you
his head.
Why are you taking time on this, bro?
I mean, it's dope. That's all I got to say.
Oh, from back then or now? Does this okay? Would you listen?
I'm loving
you listen
that.
To this album right
I'm
now.
Yes,
bro.
I would.
Get out of here.
Yes, I would.
Get out of here. You
bro, I'm throwing
this
in the car right now, bro.
Yep.
Oodles
Show of
him on Hulu right now,
bro.
Was
dead,
that's why we got to get Kevin on the Old Futs Hip Hop Review Show because he'd be backing me up on these albums. No, he hates that album.
That album.
You like De La's Dead.
No, I want Blue Mind State.
Oh, Blue Mind State's great. Yeah.
No, but he don't. He
it's
said
too
that.
Dated.
He said 3 Feet High and Rising is like two good songs, if anything. That's what he said.
No, I feel what he's saying. It's like the first Tribe album. Because
all the songs are so fast. It's like house.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
they're,
like it's
trying
it's,
to find
just,
their identity.
It's dated, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Blue Mind State is a perfect album for them. I would not listen
so
to the entire album.
So Balloon or Stakes?
Ooh.
Straight off the bat, boom.
Balloon.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I agree. Balloon is the best.
Balloon is.
Stakes is fire, though.
All right, for all the sad people out there, we got the 30th anniversary of The Cure, Disintegration. Great album, bro.
Speaking of sad and suicide.
Ooh.
There's a balcony right behind you, buddy.
Let's jump it. When you think of The Cure, you jump it. That's what you do.
Dude, The Cure sells out at the Blazer every year.
You guys get plenty
sad
people.
Still one of the best live shows I've ever been to.
Oh, see? Okay. See? I got to go once, but I don't know what to go with. My wife don't like Cure.
Yeah, your wife is kind of the kind of.
Oh, you go, you oh, bro.
Oh, you guys hold hands.
Oh, wow. Live date making right here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Russ is going to go with Cavett.
Let's go, let's go to Russ with Russ.
Oh.
You guys pass each other tissues.
Did you cry at The Cure?
Wait, you know what? You know what? I'm going to tell you this funny story.
Who's
at The Cure?
At a concert?
All right. So I'm going to tell you this. You don't even let me.
That he has an F.
You guys didn't even finish the story.
The fact that it's a story.
The fact that I was with my girlfriend at the time.
Oh, nice.
We broke up, but we bought the tickets when we were still together.
And you went
so
together.
We still went together.
Oh, you...
So yes, I cried at the Cure concert, bro.
He cried. Get this, Jane. He cried at a Cure concert.
Depressing.
What track?
It was Pictures of You, man.
Oh,
it gotta be a song, bro. Right?
Wow.
It's gotta be the one, right? All right. Now, enough about me. Moving on. Next album, bro. Fuck.
I'm gonna listen to The Cure in the car now when I'm driving.
I don't know what to say.
Fuck this, man. All right.
That's it already.
Now,
all is
the
lost
30th anniversary of Faith No More, The Real Thing.
What was on that?
It was.
What songs were on there?
It was You Want
That's
It
the
Out.
Song, yeah.
That was in 89.
Yeah, that was 89.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't remember
epic.
That being
the
that.
The song
epic,
was epic.
Epic was in 89.
89.
Wow.
You know right. what? One thing about Faith No More, their fan base has been.
Is rabid.
Is, yeah.
And loyal.
Loyal.
Like Bad Religion,
that's
guys.
That's the whack song for them.
Like Bad Religion. Yeah,
yeah
they hate
yeah.
Epic.
Yeah, which is
they
the song that
song.
I learned.
You know what? You know what? When I first heard that song was in on the ECW show. ECW would use
yeah,
that.
That's
they
right.
played Faith No More all the time.
Yeah, they did.
I still think Shout Out Faith No More.
No,
they
Shout
were
Out Faith
up
No More,
for
yeah.
like the crossover albums. I own that album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
And what's his name? Patton. What's his first name?
Mike Patton.
Mike Patton. He did hip hop.
Yeah,
he did hip hop stuff.
He's
with
been.
People.
He was
yeah.
in the culture. He was a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
He
yeah,
was
yeah.
truly a fan. All right, 30th anniversary of Soul to Soul Club Classics Volume 1.
Yeah, back to life,
DJ
bro.
Dell, bro.
That is.
He's playable. I
Shout
don't
out.
Care about Soul to Soul. Yeah, one, two,
back to life and then
keep
on moving.
I mean,
keep,
on
moving
keep on
back
moving.
To life.
Keep on moving.
Yeah, that was the only things that were.
Like,
but
Apex
they were.
Twins remix.
But hey, that was heavy rotation, though.
It was
heavy, yeah.
Early
was.
2000s?
Yeah,
was
yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah, you played it about me. Yeah.
Hot 94 played it every
I didn't
right?
play
it.
I still play Back to Life
played.
Now.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to play Back to Life. That's not your deal.
No, but when I had to be like Pussycat Lounge, I wouldn't play it because everybody. Because you guys, everybody played it already.
But that was a staple. Like
that's staple.
Because women love that song. Women love Back to Life. You could use the remix with Jadakiss with Mary J. Blige.
That's
everybody
true,
loves
yeah,
that.
True, yeah.
So you can't go wrong with that.
No,
but
no.
I mean,
but after that, what happens after that?
Would you listen to Soul to Soul in the car right now? There's no way in hell.
No, it popped up like on the radio.
Right.
But I wouldn't like put it. I would go listen to The Cure and cry.
Yeah.
They watch that witches movie from the 90s with the chicks.
I would not listen to Soul to Soul in the Car ever.
No, not the not I would Hocus play Pocus. It. Wasn't would... even the witch movie, the first witch movie.
The Witches.
Blair Witch Project.
Oh, The Witches of Eastwick.
No, not that one. The one with all the emo chicks and the whales get beached and all that
stuff.
Oh,
The Craft.
The Craft.
Nah, but that's like 94, dude.
That's later.
Yeah, that's like 94, man. All right. How about this one? How about this one, guys? The 30th anniversary of the Prince Batman soundtrack.
Oh, okay. God.
I liked a couple songs on there.
It was cool, but I don't know if I want to like go and listen to it right now.
But the ending credits was great. This one, touch, motion.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he was saying.
I got to revisit it.
It was good.
I got to go listen to that again.
And then it's like...
which is probably dope.
And then he had the Joker song.
Yeah.
And then...
The Joker song
was the hit
like,
song?
Don't Stop Dancing!
It was the Bat Dance.
Don't Stop Dancing! It was good. It was good videos. Yeah,
there's a conspiracy about his death too, but anyway, it was
cool. Right. About Prince?
Yeah.
There's a conspiracy.
That's a different episode. Let's not get into that.
Let's do the conspiracy episode when Jamal comes back on. Oh, yeah.
Let's do that. All right. We got the 30th anniversary of Paul's Boutique from the Beastie Boys.
Oh, nice.
Most classic. Expensive album.
Yeah.
And the best Beastie Boys album? That's what I want to know right now.
Most creative.
For you guys. The best? Is it better than Ill Communication? Better than Check Your Head?
Most creative was Check Your Head.
Oh, yeah. Check Your Head.
Because they went totally different routes.
Yep. Because for me, my favorite Beastie Boys album is Check Your Head. I mean, I think Check Your Head is like just slightly above. I love Paul's Boutique.
Paul's Boutique was the most fantastic. Slept on of all.
I honestly, for me, I think License to Ill was my favorite.
Wow.
Only because it's so...
What? Are you a big Rick Rubin fan?
Why? No, it's just because it's so raw. And it was like when I was that age, when I was so young.
But all of Rick Rubin shit was raw, though.
Yeah, but that, like, was something about that album, that. Dude. Like Brass Monkey and all that stuff was just like...
I'm shocked by this. Because that's a very Holly answer. Them,
all right.
But just that. I know all the lyrics to every song.
Well, okay.
As a kid growing up, like...
Okay, so then that resonated to you as a kid.
Yeah, as a kid. Yeah.
Okay, right, because then I can see that.
Yeah, yeah, but then creativity wise, yeah, totally.
Creativity wise is check your head.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Paul's Boutique was the most slept on. Yeah.
Ill Communication is a great album.
Ill Communication is a great album. Yeah.
It's up there as well.
All right, we got the last of the albums. We got the 30th anniversary of Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation, 1914.
Now that was a big thing back.
It's
in the day.
Awesome album.
Now
she's touring right now. She's coming to Hawaii.
Back in time.
Yeah, yeah.
Rhythm Nation was huge. Yeah, yeah. Like it was her and Madonna battling. Yeah. They didn't want to say they were battling, but they didn't like each other, right?
What singles came off of the Rhythm Nation?
You got Miss You Much.
Miss You Much was
Rhythm
huge.
Nation. Yeah.
Rhythm Nation was huge.
Bro, there's so much songs, bro. You got
Janet Jackson all day.
You got All Right, Escapade, Black Cat.
No, it was huge. Wow. That's, bro, the Rhythm Nation
come
was
Come Back
huge.
To Me. Bro, it was hit after hit
come
after hit.
Come Back to Me. The joint, shout out Josie.
Love Will Never Do Without You with Jaimin Hunsu in the video and Antonio Sabato Jr. about dancing around.
Right. That time frame, that was the prime.
That's all on that album?
All on prime, that one prime. Album.
I keep thinking that was like two or three albums.
That's but a five mic album.
Oh, that's why the Rhythm Nation was major.
No, yeah,
deal.
That I'll buy it. I'm gonna look for it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Back in 89, every that jam was major that deal.
Wow. Yeah.
She was number one.
Shout out Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis produced that whole album. Yeah.
Damn,
phenomenal. Okay, we go on to movies real fast. All right. 30th anniversary of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That's a good one. They're doing another one, right? Are they trying to
And they got the sequel coming out next year.
Yeah. Shout out Keanu.
You guys
bro.
Still like that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Like we got honestly, Russ saying no on that one.
You know what? I agree with Russ. I don't know if I can watch that through the whole year. Bill Ted had a...
If it pops up on TV, like Taken, kind of, will you stop and watch it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll watch it for like a little while.
Okay, we got the 30th anniversary of Tim Burton's Batman.
I liked it. I liked it.
I don't know if I'd stop and watch it.
I wouldn't stop and watch it, though, but I liked it. I understood cool, what they did. It was fine. Yeah. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Yeah, Batman. It does. I honestly think Tim Burton's Batman's more dated for me than
Who
Bill and Ted's
Batman
Excellent
and
Adventure. I can watch Bill and Ted's over Batman, but even though I love both movies, but I can watch Bill and Ted over Batman for me right now because at least it's goofy. Whereas Batman was like we took it so seriously as a kid.
Yeah.
Now we're watching it. We're like this shit's.
We should look what had better Nintendo game.
Pretty goofy.
The Nintendo
man.
Batman or the Nintendo Bill and Ted? Bill and Ted Nintendo was trash.
Yeah, yeah.
That Batman. Game was ass.
Yep.
If you remember that game, Bill and Ted's Nintendo. You had to do this kind of like a line. You had to line up these lines and make lasers
That's
to like
right.
travel back at that. It was
That's
the biggest
right.
piece of trash. But the Batman game was cool.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
just
yeah.
walking around, you're punching.
Yeah, yeah.
You kick the guy.
All right, guys. We got the
kung fu.
Yeah.
We got the 30th anniversary of Patrick Swayze's Roadhouse.
Oh.
I love that movie, man. Aaron seems like he's not. He's over it. He doesn't.
I'm not a fan of Patrick Swayze.
Bro, I love Roadhouse. Yeah,
he and Jam, bro. That's a pretty epic.
That's like a so bad it's good movie.
Okay, would you watch a Patrick Swayze movie right now?
Roadhouse and Point Break.
I think Roadhouse.
I would watch over Roadhouse. Point Break. I would watch.
Okay.
I like Roadhouse.
It's all right. All right. The 30th anniversary of Major League.
Oh, I just watched Major League.
Major League is still showing on cable.
I stop and watch it.
Shout out Dennis Haysbert as Joe Boo.
Dude. Yes.
Or what is his name? No, his name is Joe Boo. Was the god that he was praying. He was Serrano. That's right.
Joe Boo. That's right. That's right.
You don't fail me now.
All right.
That was great. That's a great
movie.
That's
a great movie that great still holds
Charlie
up.
Sheen, still holds up.
Charlie Sheen. Tom Berenger.
Nice. I'm going to put that in the top 10 sports movies of all time. Top five sports movies. Okay. 30th anniversary of Jean-Claude Van Damme, Kickboxer.
Wow.
Dennis Alexio, local Hawaii hero, bro. What do you think about Kickboxer, bro? I saw that at Pearl Ridge Theater, bro.
I can watch that all day, dude. Yep. Turn on now.
Alexio is all day long. Rest
Tong,
in jail. He's
Tong he's Po, bro.
Don't you love it when he did the... Yeah. And he made it like everything clap.
I'd rather watch Bloodsport.
Bloodsport's a better movie.
Bloodsport's more fun.
But Kickboxer, he really got in his bag, and they were billing him as more of the bigger star.
Bloodsport was good when they're the kids. You know, the little kid part was pretty funny because the accent.
That was pretty bad acting. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it was bad.
Mm. He'd steal the sword. Yeah. And he had it.
He's like,
the kid actor.
Remember? And then he's like, what are you going to do for my son? He's like, we can make a deal. And the kid's like, what kind of deal?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
we got to find that guy. What's he doing right now? What's that kid actor doing?
What kind of deal?
Did he do any movies after that? We got to find
that guy. Bro, he ran a panini stand at the mall. That guy never do shit.
He's one of the Israelis trying to get the hand lotion.
The hand lotion guy. Right, yeah.
We got the 30th anniversary of Christian Slater, Winona Ryder, Heathers.
Well, good
That's
movie.
A classic.
That's a good
classic,
movie. Classic. That movie's ahead of its time.
Yeah, way ahead of its time.
People didn't get it.
Yeah,
no.
Because people didn't get it. And even back in 89 when we were watching it, because if you remember like on Comedy Channel, they would show clips. Yeah. If you remember back in the Comedy Channel, when they first opened, they would always show clips of various movies and stand up and everything. They'll show a lot of clips of Heathers.
Bro, Heathers was dark. It was funny.
It was hard to comprehend.
Remember when we were watching it when we were that young? We were like, are we supposed to laugh at this?
Yeah, we didn't know. Yeah, yeah.
And then they had the funeral for the kid, right. And they set him up like they were homosexuals. And then he's like, I love my dad, gay son. Yeah, yeah. Like, that shit was crazy. Like,
that was ahead of his time.
Yeah, that was so ahead of his time. It was like suicide. Yeah. And they were talking about so much crazy stuff.
Nobody talked about
suicide. Well, suicide is supposed to be trending in this show. You're supposed to do teen suicide to be like popular.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ahead of its time, because that's what's happening now.
That's right.
Same thing going
on. All right, guys, we got the 30th anniversary of When Harry Met Sally. Is this actually?
I never liked it. I didn't care about it. Didn't get out of here.
Russ is loving it. Right? He's loving the white people getting it on.
I would never watch that again.
Throw them away.
All right, they saying waste time on out. All right, guys, now how about this one?
We can
all unite on this one, guys.
Not even 5 minutes of that movie.
It's the 30th anniversary of Gleaming the Cube.
The greatest worst movie ever.
That was a trash.
What a shitty movie.
Mike McGill and Rodney Mullen.
Well, shout out Bones Brigade, but then shout out Christian Slater taking his dead Asian brother's girlfriend. Talk about rape.
He's like investigating the death of his Asian stepbrother, but at the same time romancing his ex-girlfriend.
The best part about that whole thing was his homie, what is his name? The homie, Boner, Donger, whatever.
Oh, yeah, the guy.
Boner. Freaking clubhouse is the dopest clubhouse in the world.
Yeah. It was very odd that his clubhouse
lifts
was
up
like,
the freaking like thing and you go down. Right. I was like, yo.
There's a ramp in there, too.
Yeah, like, dude, that's where I need to hang out with
God,
that guy.
Oh, my God, so weird. All right, we're moving on to TV real fast. We're going to burn through it real quick. Seinfeld, 30th anniversary, the premiere, 1989. You guys still like Seinfeld?
I'm not a Seinfeld guy, dude.
Okay, here's the thing with Seinfeld. Okay, I see what you're saying. Because you know what? I'm not either. But I get what they were doing with that show.
Yes.
I get the premise. I get the idea. But I could not sit through one episode of that.
Yeah,
I just couldn't do it.
I'm not fanatical like other people are.
Right, I don't get why we need to watch this.
Same
we
with
get
the
it,
other one
and
with
we
the
can
nerd
turn away.
Show, that nerd show after the news.
Big Bang Theory.
I'm like, why do people...
No way
Big Bang Theory.
I don't understand. I can't...
It just looks...
And Seinfeld is one of those ones, I'll watch a little bit, but I'm not a
It's one of those shows that you know the premise, and like you know it, and you don't need to watch it. Because you know the premise already.
Yeah,
so like we don't need to watch it because we know what's going to happen. But I got to give him credit for the Comedians in Cars show. That actually, I love that guy. I love Jerry Seinfeld as an interviewer. Great interviewer. They're in the car.
I like
talking story.
Better than anything.
The stand-up, I get it. But him as an interviewer, I think he should have been offered a talk show.
Oh.
He should have been offered a late-night talk show.
All right, guys. We got the 30th anniversary of Family Matters premiered in 1989. Well, it was a spinoff of Full House, right? And then that show went so crazy with Steve Urkel turning to all these guys and any
Did
kind.
Did you guys watch Razzcast with Talib Kweli in the podcast? Their video.
Why were they talking about Family Matters?
About Family Matters, and I don't want to talk about it because it's like on some serious, like how they brainwash. It's Family Matters and a lot of shows like that made the dad seem lazy. So it is basically the white man. It picked, you know, what they feel.
Did you guys like that show?
Never watched it.
Never watched it.
I watched it a few times, but then you watch the Razzcast interview. He breaks down all that stuff. And you're like, ooh.
The only thing I real from him is Carl Winslow is Die Hard. That's the only thing.
And that's how he got the gig from Die Hard.
Was that how he got the gig?
Yep, that's how he got the gig. Because he was so charismatic in Die Hard. Die Hard was 1988. And then the show was in 89.
Is he a cop in Family Matters?
Yes, he's a cop.
He's a cop too, man.
Dude, that would have been a great...
But he's not the same guy, though. He's not the same character. All right. We have the 30th anniversary of Baywatch. Premiered in 1989. The only good thing came out of it is Jason Momoa. Pamela Anderson. No, nobody else.
See Pamela Anderson's pictures before she even got made up? Out of high
she looked way hotter, bro. Before she got all the boob jobs and everything.
No, but Baywatch is another show like Seinfeld. Like we get the premise, we move on with our life. I'm not gonna watch an hour of Baywatch. We get it, okay?
I don't like Hawaii 50.
We'll watch a couple minutes and then we move on. We don't need to watch an hour.
How about this one? 30th anniversary of Doogie Howser, MD.
I ain't watching it either.
Okay, they're like
because once again, it's cool. The premise is so shallow. We get it, okay? He's a genius kid who's a doctor. Can we sit through hours and hours of a genius kid solving medical issues?
Okay, you know, like smart kids, I get it. All right, moving on.
Let's go. Watch that show?
He's like, what, you nerd? He give him
I was never a fan of Doogie, bro.
Why are we going to invest hours of our time to just watch the same premise again and again?
Aaron's going to get the diet. Your diagnosis is a wedgie nerd.
Exactly. Turn him off.
I get it.
I'd rather watch K-Magic.
And 30th anniversary of the HBO anthology series Tales from the Crypt.
Oh. Now, that's a great show because you don't know what to expect. Every week is a different premise, different horror story. You had Arnold Schwarzenegger directing a show in that one. Remember that?
What did he do?
He directed one where like there was the guy who wanted to be younger.
That's right.
He took the essence of the guy to turn younger. Arnold Schwarzenegger directed this.
Holy snap!
And he got an Austrian guy.
That's true.
To play kind of him.
I underestimate Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right? If you go back and watch those old episode. Tales from the Crypt episodes, there's wild stuff.
Yeah, crazy shit.
Crazy shit, man.
Which is the one that the Indian guy turns alive? Is that a different one?
That's Creepshow.
That's Creepshow, bro. Yeah. All right. Lastly, to wind it out in pop culture, 30th anniversary of the Sega Genesis.
They have the Sega Genesis Mini that just came out.
Yeah.
Which is supposedly really good.
Yeah, supposedly everybody said it's legit.
It's really good.
Sega Genesis in 89, that was the hottest console. That was the console to get.
Altered Beast.
Yeah. Target Earth.
I like the Shinobi game.
I love Target Earth.
Shinobi, man.
Sonic was great. Shinobi was hard, dude, on the real for me.
Yeah, it was hard, man.
Well,
Shinobi
was hard.
Genesis was Sega's last thing because after that it went all down the toilet. But by then, it was too little too late because they had the Sega CD, 32X. It was all garbage.
And they're coming out with Turbo Graphics and...
Sega Genesis. How much is the Sega Genesis reboot? Re-up or whatever.
It's probably like $50 or something.
I get that, dude.
Yep.
I heard it's really good.
Sonic.
It's like really an authentic looking mini. You can put like the cassette, not the cassette, but the
Alien?
Cartridge inside.
Did they have an Alien game too?
What, Alien Syndrome?
Yeah.
Probably. But the one game that I always wanted to find that is like hard to find for Genesis is Target Earth. If you remember that, it was offered.
Is it going to be offered on the
Mobile Gundam? It was like a Mobile Gundam.
Yeah.
But it was on the original Genesis, and you can't find
it. So you get it from Toys and Joys, then.
I wish, but you can find them only on YouTube.
Shout out to the Lay family from Picking the Lady. They own that place.
That's right.
You know why
they got shut down, right?
What?
That, and they used to bootleg a lot of kung fu movies as well.
Oh, bro. Real talk right there.
That's what the word is. You get all the bootlegs, bro.
Good. What else we got? 89.
And then the last thing we got to bring up, because it's so near and dear to you, 30th anniversary of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, there you go.
For the premiere, and we got a reboot of Saved by the Bell in the works right now. A
reboot? What are you going to do?
It's going to be a waste of time, because you got Mario Lopez, and then you got Elizabeth Berkley coming back.
Okay.
Yep. They cannot carry the show.
Jesse's going to be on pills.
She was trying to figure out what snows that was in 2019. You can't carry a show just those two. They have it's to get Mark Paul.
No, they gotta make it like really current. Like she's on pills. He's a closeted homosexual. Like he's they gotta make it like crazy, bro. Like
oh, so God, nobody else is coming back.
No, the premise is Zach Morris is the governor of California.
Wow,
and he's sending all of the kids in the low income housing to the high end schools. Like Bayside is a high end school, so it's dealing with all the kids moving, integrating.
They're
with
gonna make
the
it like
school.
What
like
is it?
Like that kind of thing. Like,
what is it? What's the Riverdale and shit? They're gonna make it all dark and serious, probably. You think they're gonna keep it comedy?
They're not gonna make it.
You think
dark.
They're gonna make it comedy?
They have to make it a comedy. Why? Or unless they swerve us.
And then yeah, and they're gonna have so Mr. Belding like is the murderer, but he's stalking everybody.
If he's still alive.
Yeah, Mr. Belding is
shout
still
out
alive. Bro.
Haskins, Dan,
who's gonna be
Ed
the guest
Haskins,
star of that?
Daniel
Haskins. Ikaika Belding coming.
Wow.
Screech is gonna be in the
Ikaika
background.
Ikaika Belding is my name. Talking to Screech is my name.
He
went to Papa Kulea.
Nobody cares about Screech after he's in those porno movies.
Screech ain't coming back to this show. Mark Voorhees ain't coming back to the show.
Screech is over. Mark Voorhees is all Paul.
They got to get Mark Paul and they got to get Tiffany Thiessen. They got to get That's the only thing that's going to save
them. But she's not going to leave her cooking show because she does too good.
Yeah, she's
that
doing her late night cooking.
Yeah, I like that cooking show.
All right, before the show goes you know, 2 hours, we're like way over time. I'm going to give you one last reboot. I'm gonna have you guys know we're at like an hour and a half. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a reboot of Face Off coming. And now,
Face Off with
John Travolta, Nicolas Cage, but they're gonna do two different actors. So I gotta ask you guys off the dome: if you took two actors that you want to switch places in a movie and basically do impressions of one another, because that's what John Travolta and Nicolas Cage were doing, what two actors would you have?
I liked it.
Switching
Seriously?
Off, yeah. And for your Face Off, for your dream Face Off movie, could you? I have an idea of one. You guys ready?
Do you have any names, Kevin?
Mark DeCostos.
And who?
Bruno Mars.
Wow. Wow.
Off the top of my head, like currently.
Get plenty, bro. Frank De Lima, Melka Bang. You put him in there. That's it.
Wait, okay. Trying to be serious here.
It's not career off.
Now, we're trying to be serious.
Career off.
Bro. Kiahi Tucker and Howard Dashefsky.
Oh,
flip them out. Let's go.
There you go, bro. Mika Miyashiro.
Hey,
and
Kelly Simek. Let's go.
So I've been watching Channel 6 News a lot.
Apparently.
I
mean, Mika Miyashiro references. Oh. That's kind of obscure because nobody watches KITV.
Yeah, no one watches. I started watching.
Robert Kikala. Frank De Lima.
Robert Kikala with Robert Kikala.
Wow. Rob DeMello and Robert Casimiro. There you go. Flip them.
I don't know who would be yours. Serious.
So, this is just for pure fun. We bring Nicolas Cage back,
but
we do Tommy Wiseau from The Room with Nicolas Cage.
Wow.
And then you got Nicolas Cage doing a Tommy Wiseau impression, and you got Tommy Wiseau doing a Nicolas Cage impression. That would be amazing. I'll watch that in a heartbeat, man.
Denzel Washington and Bruce Willis.
How are we going to do a black and white, man?
Wow, black and white.
So Russ said Denzel Washington switch with Bruce Willis. But then, guys, they're only switching the face off, not body off. What are you going to spray paint the whole body?
Controversy.
It's going to be Bruce Willis' face on a black body.
Well, just get David Ige and Kirk Caldwell, bro. Switch them out. Asian Hollies. Let's go.
I think at this point, we already know the show is off the rails.
Show should have ended half an hour ago.
But now the show starts.
This show should end at 10 o'clock.
This is when the show really starts.
Okay, welcome.
Well, people still stuck with us, man. I guess they got a lot of bonus.
What's the time on this show?
We're an hour 38 minutes.
The show
man.
Does not end. We keep going.
We keep going. Well,
I tried to end it, but it doesn't end.
It's up to you. We got one more topic
more
if you guys want
to
go. We got
Super
one more.
Shamrock.
We got one more topic if you guys want to go.
Bring it on, bro. We
I got
to
ask the host. Is the host
Let's
down
go,
or are we done?
What do we do? We have another topic.
It's just the best movie of the summer, 2019. All right, let's go. I'm going to run down the line. Kevin, best movie of summer 2019. Let's hear it.
Come back to me, bro.
What is it? Oh, come back to you. Aaron, the best movie of 2019, summer 2019 is?
Summer 2019.
Yes, summer 2019.
Oh, Akira. What counts as summer, like May?
We're gonna go May to end of
then
August.
Then gotta go Avengers. Gotta go Endgame.
Okay, is your number one hands down? Cavett, you agree?
Yeah.
I only saw that in John Wick, so that's all I gotta say.
That's crazy.
That's all we watch. That's what I told you. This is your topic. You gotta, take the helm of this because we're gonna say the same movies.
Right.
Because me and him are gonna see the same damn
movie.
For
me, number one was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. See, Tarantino. It's the only movie I've seen in the theater three times. I've seen it three times. This year, it's my favorite. Amazing. Avengers Endgame, number two. And then number three is a tie between John Wick 3 Parabellum. I think it's better on the second go-around.
You guys like Spider-Man at all?
And then I think Toy Story 4 is solid, man. Really,
Spider-Man.
Really good.
Forgot about Spider-Man.
So I'm going to read you guys down the movies of the summer. You guys ready? I'm going to read you guys down the movies of the summer right here. Avengers Endgame, John Wick Chapter 3, Godzilla, King of Monsters. I think we already know what Aaron thinks about that. X-Men, Dark Phoenix.
Throw that
was that
away.
Good? Was that
X-Men? Oh, my God. The worst X-Men movie.
Bro, that's like a Cinemax movie.
Quite possibly the worst X-Men movie next to Wolverine Origins. Really? Yeah, terrible, man. Bro. Toy Story 4. Yeah, the Child's Play reboot.
Forget it.
Yep. Whoa. Annabelle Comes Home in the new Annabelle
movie.
She
can stay home.
Spider-Man Far From Home, which was not bad.
That was good. I like that.
Not
bad. How was Midsommar? Anybody watch that?
I want to see that.
I saw it.
Is it all right? How was it?
It's
Is it all right?
It's over the top.
There you go. Over the top like Sylvester Stallone, bro.
Oh, there you go, right.
It's like a light switch. I've tipped to my ass like a light switch. Let's do that.
You got to figure Midsommar is
doing the arm wrestling thing, but there's no camera. So
Midsommar, 2.5 hours. And you got to really commit to...
It's a wordy...
And it's a very slow-paced, drawn-out horror movie.
It's like Dark Crystal, bro.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to be into it.
Got it by 20 minutes.
I heard Good Boys is good.
The Good Boys is solid. I liked it a lot.
Swearing.
The Lion King, eh.
Where's the New Mutants? What is that?
That comes out next year.
Oh, New Mutants.
They keep delaying
it. You're in the future, bro.
And then Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw.
That's a Netflix movie.
Never mind.
Troll every Fast and Furious already.
That's a Netflix show.
I'm going to tell you, the cheapest movie, low-budget movie of the summer that is the sleeper of the summer, you guys watch it, it's good fun, Crawl, the alligator movie.
Oh, okay.
That is a great, good time at the theater. I'm telling you, I went and saw that. People were in the theater losing their mind, laughing, clapping, because it's just so over the top. It's kind of more like on the lines of like The Shallows. It's from the, the surfer movie with the chick fighting the shark. Like Deep Blue Sea meets The Shallows. So it's like semi over the top meets semi grounded in reality. Like, it's great, man.
What kind
it's
of crowd was in this? Really in fun. This theater? Yeah.
All Holly's cutting out of work like me.
Well, there you go.
Shout out to Scalba.
Shout out to, if you know more pride, go watch Shallow.
Yeah. In the shallow.
Wow. All right.
Sing it, J-Nats.
Wow. J-Nats, you deserve it. Lock.
Fit women are crooning.
Put them up. Deadlifts for the win, bro.
Whoa.
Snatch them out.
They're creaming for J-Nats.
Snatch and cream, bro.
Wow.
Snatch and cream.
Wow.
Rules everything around me.
All right, guys. I think if people are still... honestly, the only person listening right now, DJ Liger Woods.
There you go. Shit, checked out
DJ
already.
Liger Woods.
DJ Liger Woods is listening right now. Yeah. He can't even hear it.
He gives this show a 6.9 on the rating.
You know, shout out DJ Liger Woods in that birthday party. You know, we all would have gone to this birthday
Happy
party, Liger Woods.
Birthday.
You know, we didn't get an invite.
He didn't invite anybody. Nope. We know the brother. Brother, we just saw at the show. He didn't even invite us.
Shout out to Benji. He was more fascinated with DJ Freeze, DJ setup than talking to us.
Okay, yeah. So, Kevin, you missed this. So, Benji, he becomes a man possessed. He walks up to Freeze's controller, and the world is
dead. He starts cutting, and then it's over.
He starts cutting. And I'm like, Benji, what you doing? No answer. What you doing? Why are you over there for? He didn't respond. He was in another world. He was possessed. Possessed.
He's a man possessed by the turntables.
And then possessed by not inviting us to Wando's birthday party is what he was doing.
We all would have gone. He doesn't want us to enjoy chips, dip, video games,
pizza,
swearing,
more chips, more dip.
Playing Nintendo emulator on the big screen.
Guns.
I mean, probably. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the big screen.
I would have loved to be gone. That would be awesome.
Well, we missed it because we didn't get invited.
We never got
the
invite, man.
It's so weird.
Maybe Wando didn't want us there.
Probably. Yeah. I don't blame him, actually.
Maybe,
yeah.
Oh, man. Should I play The Cure Disintegration
please,
right now?
Can you end with The Cure, please? What song? What's your favorite Cure song?
Favorite Cure song? Oh, yeah. Play something.
Let's end off with a Cure song.
What's the most sad song of all time?
It's Pictures of You, man.
Of all time?
of for The Cure?
Of just of
he
all
got
time.
So many sad songs.
No, I'm just of all, any artist.
Oh, I don't know, man.
No, saddest Cure. Song off the top of your head.
Cure, yeah.
Anybody else? Any other group?
Sinead O'Connor.
There you go.
Nothing compared.
There you go. I love it.
Because she's got bad for everything for.
She's sad, but.
For her.
Let's end it on
right
a downer.
I got Cure playing right now.
Yeah, that's it. That's the show.
So this,
yeah, it's, you know, this is a really appropriate way to end the nerd show. We ended on a sad note.
It's the way to end.
Okay, bro. Well, I mean, let's break down the whole of being a nerd. Okay, when it comes down to being a nerd, you really are sad inside because you're watching and listening to a bunch of crap that no one cares about as you're trying to figure out where your life is going. So it's only fitting that we do play a sad song, right? Because you're not getting laid, you're not even getting kissed by a girl. And then you're just going to be at home eating chips and pizza. So if we really break down, we should end on a sad
dude,
note
that was
here.
That's 90s, 80s nerds. Now nerds get chicks. Now nerds actually hang
well,
out.
Well, because they're having streaming, they have Twitch, they have all this
because
kind
nerds,
of crap.
To be a nerd is cool now, dude.
Being a nerd is cool now.
Yeah.
You know but, where we okay. got to send these guys? To work out with J-Nads.
They don't need, bro, these nerds don't work out.
Well, actually, okay. There's different tiers of nerds, though. You have to look at the hip nerd, and then you have to look at the nerd that's like maybe like in his 50s, trying to figure out where he's going with his life still.
Oh,
so you got that.
She
that's
is hitting too close to home,
and that's
bro.
Where we play. You have a job. But I'm just saying, that's what we need to look at. We have to look at different tiers of nerds that we look at. We should end on a sad note because, let's face it, we're all older gentlemen. And here we are at midnight on a Tuesday night. Talking about this stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty pitiful.
Is the music playing right now? As I'm
it's
saying?
Playing in the background.
Okay, it's playing.
We got pictures of you playing on the background okay. right now.
So we need to reflect, I think, in this time of a break.
Morrissey has some sad songs.
Morrissey was a very sad
man.
Guy.
Should I play Every Day is Like Sunday?
Right. Yeah.
Every Day is Like Sunday.
Yeah. So we should think about this.
Suede Head on all these
and
songs.
As we take this break, as all these people go off to Europe, let's look at it in a perspective of people are going to Europe to go and celebrate something happy, right? The people that aren't going to Europe are going to be living our lives. And we're going to be living our lives day to day trying to get through that grind is what we say. You're one of them, Kevin.
Yeah.
And we need to figure it out. As people are happy, then you have people that are sad. I think it's a great culmination. I don't even know where I'm going to go with this to end it out, but this might be the way that we end it out.
As we keep hearing The Cure.
Is The Cure still playing?
I got Morrissey playing right now.
Morrissey's then.
What track from Morrissey?
Every Day is Like Sunday.
There you go, right? It should be like Sunday. It's not. It's
yeah,
Tuesday.
Go church.
It's not Wednesday.
Get
go
right.
Go church, go brunch, which means mimosa, waffle, gravy, rice, pancake, egg, smoke. That's how we'll end
Portuguese
this episode.
Sausage, Redondo.
Portuguese sausage, Redondo. Chewy kind.
Easy, sunny
pork hash.
When you bite into the sausage, pork the thing hash. Snap, the bugger snap.
Hormels, pork hash.
Yeah.
Arabiki pork beef hash. Sausage.
Arabiki, oh, that's fancy. Right?
Arabiki, they snap.
Sunday skateboard ass.
Wow.
Right,
Sunday
you know
skateboard ass,
wake,
CrossFit
you know,
Zeus.
Yeah, we, I used to wake up for the Circuit City ads. Wake up for Circuit City ads, bro.
Shout
oh my
Circuit
god,
City.
I had no friends, bro. You know I wasn't waking up next to no girl. Waking up for Circuit City ads, bro. Jesus Christ. Oh my god.
And with that said, all
right.
I think it's
bust out the banjo for everybody.
It's time to go. I want to eat another taco. I'm really. I think that'd be it. Kev, do you have any parting words? That's it. That sums it up. Sky, any parting words?
Yes. Everybody out there. Wake I'll up. Be back from Europe. Let's all pray for Zach
you
Morris
take it,
stress levels. Let's all hope Aaron don't stress himself out too much.
That's too late, bro.
And if I don't come back, I miss you all.
Take it, bro.
Don't stop looking at me. Don't stop looking for me. Don't stop believing.
We're looking for you, bro. We'll put you on the cotton. Put you on the cotton before the night marches find you. So that sums it up. There's no really other way to say goodnight, right? That's it. This is, we're at like 2 hours.
No, this is it. Kale just yawned.
The more you know, ignore me, the closer
when the sound guy
I
when
yawns,
the sound guy yawns.
It's a wrap.
It's time to wrap. Time.
It's a wrap.
Now you're singing. What are you singing?
The more you ignore me.
Shout out to Freeze. Shout out to Freeze. Day off tonight.
If Freeze
you know what, Freeze?
That's right.
Well, there you go. Freeze, day off tonight. We don't blame you.
All
right.
All right.
The smartest guy
of
the room, Freeze, right now
Freeze.
For not being here.
Who was that girl you brought to the dinner, Freeze? That's what I want to know.
He's like, oh, me, you know, what was that freeze line? What was freeze line? He's like, oh, we just chilling.
Who was that girl?
We just chilling.
You know, I have a question. Did you really say you tasted him? Did you really say
Ariana
that?
Grande looking.
I don't know about all this industry talk, but all you just said you tasted Kevin. Him.
You know, I went to talk to these guys. Like, who are these guys?
Shout out Freeze. Right, love shout out Freeze.
You know what?
Shout out Freeze. I'm out.
Get out of here. Good night. Shut it down. Shut it. That's
you
it.
You ignore me. The closer I get.
Good.
I got that.
Shut it down.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.